And welcome everybody to the Dom and Colin podcast. I'm neither Dom nor Colin nor Brian Scally nor Matt Liguori, but I'm Haley Strong, and I'm here for a very special drafting event. Yes, we are drafting our teams for the challenge We Want OGs. So as I mentioned, I'm here. Hello, Haley Strong. Welcome. I'm here with my good buds and BFFs, Matt Liguori and Brian Scally, two voices you're used to hearing every week here on the pod. What's up, guys?
Hi, Haley. Always happy to turn the tables over to you to get us going here for, you know, our usually biannual draft. But here we have a third draft in the year because somehow COVID times means you get more challenge content. I mean, okay, sure. Yeah.
Oh, hello, hello. I wasn't sure who was jumping in first there, but glad to be here with fellow BFFs. Very excited to talk about some people that I never thought we would ever be talking about on reality television again. So, yeah, I am very excited to be here.
Yeah, we're going to really answer the question today. Do we want OGs or do we not want OGs?
So. And we're joined not by Colin Stone. Sorry, Colin. Hope you feel better later. But by one of all of our good friends. I think this person was my first internet friend about 10 years ago at this point. I'll even credit them for getting me back into The Bachelor because I thought their recaps were so funny. Melissa Sullivan, hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thank you, longtime listener of the Challenge Pod. First time caller. I'm so excited and blessed that I get to see people that I think that 14-year-old me would be screaming with joy to see on their televisions.
Yeah, this is exciting. I mean, as silly as it is to sit here and, you know, we're going to pick apart a lot of these players, a lot of these really old people that are somehow back on the show competing on another challenge season. Some of them that haven't been on the show in like 15, 16, 17, even more years. I think it's a fun concept and it'll be interesting to see how everybody's feeling about these individual picks that are now currently filming as we speak in Argentina, Haley, Argentina.
That sounds lovely. The challenge has had some seasons in Argentina before. Beautiful locale. Going to provide some great scenery. But I guess we're not really in it for the scenery, are we? We're in it for the OGs. And I can't say I'm a longtime viewer of the challenge. I did used to watch The Real World in fleeting moments when my parents weren't home because I feel like they would have told me that I shouldn't be watching this smut. And so I'm not super familiar with every single person on this list. There's quite a few people I recognize just from watching The Challenge, some of the older seasons. But there's a few people I've never come across before. But Mel, that's not really the case for you. You said that you know most of these people, right?
Yeah. So I was a child who started watching The Real World at far too young an age. I started watching The Real World. My first episode was the Real World reunion where they reunited seasons 1 through 3 and they had like a big reunion special. And then I watched from London through probably like Key West, I think. And that's when I started to kind of fall off the wagon. So pretty much a lot of these people, and especially Road Rules, I watched all the way through almost to the end. Like I remember a lot of these people. I have fond memories or some I totally forget. But the people I don't know are some of the older like Real World seasons, but I have seen them in my recent challenge binge that I am deeply a part of and trying to figure out all the logic and connections to everybody in challenge history.
Matt Liguori, you've been watching some of these old seasons. Were you familiar with everyone? Have you been familiarized with everyone at this point? I know you're a big studier, so I feel like you probably have a whole binder at home with every person's qualifications.
Something like that. I have made it clear also on some of the podcasts Scally and I've been doing lately of especially when it comes to this portion of what we're about to be covering with all the OGs, I'm trying to not come off as big of a poser as I probably am. I did not watch The Real World. I did not watch Road Rules. I have not been watching The Challenge for very long at all. My first season was 27, Rivals, I think, Rivals 3. So newer fan, but have now in those past couple years, completed pretty much much two full rewatches of the whole show. So a lot of these people I have seen before, but nowhere near the fond memories, or maybe not so fond memories, that somebody like Mel or even Scally, if he can remember some of these people that he hasn't seen in a while, have. So a lot of these people I am going to be seeing for the first time, or at least it's going to feel like the first time when I, you know, when they come back for this show. But as far as the people that I do know, there's some faces that I'm excited for, some that I'm confused about. But overall, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I think I'm excited for the prospect of what this could bring. So, yeah.
Brian Scully, what does this season mean to you?
It is
great question.
I feel like I'm probably higher on the idea of this than many, because like Mel, I was that kid who was face pressed up against the screen, button on like the channel changer, ready to like the channel, you know, but changing the button. I know I said remote instead of remote, it sounded stupid, but you know, just like waiting for my parents to catch me watching these people when I know I should not have been. And so it's really weird to know who most of these people are. Pretty much anyone that's been on a season past season, you know, 10 or 12, I have a good idea of who they are, but I don't really have the same mindset, I would say. So are these people problematic? I don't know. Probably. Are they, would I feel the same about them as when I used to watch them? Probably not. But it's, and I'm very excited to see if that is the case, since I have not done a rewatch in so long.
Just on that end of things, I want to say, like, I did a deep dive into a lot of their social medias, especially, or at least Instagram for the most part. We can even get into it later on, but I we'll get more into it later. I made a column on my chart of notes that I was taking of, does Anissa follow this person? And we can get into more about why I picked specifically Anissa. But I do have a column of if Anissa, who is of course on this cast, follows this person on Instagram or not. But as I was going through their Instagrams and social medias, I didn't see anything that like stood out to me as like, why would they put this person back on the show? Obviously, you know, could go deeper and might be missing things from years ago or whatever it is. But as far as like recent events and recent posts, I was actually quite surprised that there were a lot of people with, I don't know, just things that I wanted to see from, you know, as far as things go the past year, people that were like, you know, okay, happy with the inauguration, people that were posting things for Black Lives Matter and whatnot. So I was actually pleasantly surprised with most of this cast.
That's exciting, because I was going to ask, was it that there were positive posts, or was it the absence of social media at all that made you that was showing?
That's up? Only for one of them. The only person on this cast that I did not find on social media on Instagram at all was Alton. Everybody else was there.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I definitely think it's an interesting cast to talk about. They spread over a number of years, even though like they're all like OGs. A lot of these people probably have not met, at least in like a significant way. So I am excited to see how the relationships really do play out when you put them all together.
Should we get right into this?
I guess so. We already determined our draft order by a random.org generator, so we do have an order ready to go. And yeah, we just to, you know, set a couple more things up in case we have not yet. The season is filming now. I believe it's going to be like a 3-4 week run or something like that as far as filming goes. So nothing too crazy. Something along the lines of like a Champs versus Stars, which haven't been happening in a couple years, but that's pretty much what those were. We don't know what the challenges are going to be like, if they're going to be doing things that they're doing on like current challenges, or some, you know, scaled back version for old people. But TJ is hosting, so that's cool. We're gonna see TJ on this show rather than a Miz or somebody else that they have grabbed for this kind of thing before. 22 people are currently on the cast, so we will end up having 5 people each, and then we'll talk about what we're gonna do at the end. And we also have 5 alternates that are out there on location, and as far as we know to this point, they've been out there for a couple days. It doesn't seem like any of the alternates have entered the game, but those names are also kind of worth talking about, so I think we'll get to them as well. But that's all that I have. Scally, anything else to set up here before we dive into it?
No, I am excited to go through and see how bad of a job we do picking these people that we have not seen on TV in any significant way for the most part in 10 plus years for most.
And Mel, what season are you currently up to in your rewatch?
I've just started Battle of the Exes 1. And so I've been watching everything from season 11 on, everything that's on CBS All Access, soon to be Paramount Plus. But I did watch way back in the day. I was like an avid challenge viewer until actually about season 11, because I remember when I started it, I was like, oh, I vividly remember these opening credits. So I'm really churning through them. And to prepare for this podcast, it's basically all I watched for like the last 5 days.
I forgot that. Yeah, like it hasn't been too long since I've seen some of these older seasons. I just kind of like what's on MTV Canada, because Ethan did like a full watch of every season that was available on that website.
Wow.
From probably May until November. He spent a lot of time watching these seasons.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I'm almost done with my rewatch, and you know, I obviously have seen not all of these people, because when I did this rewatch, I started with the CBS All Access seasons, and a couple of these people are from like before season 11, which is where that starts, or 12 or one of those two. Mm-hmm. But it's also funny to me that Mel has not gotten up to the seasons yet of some of the people that are on this cast, because even with all of the older seasons you're watching, there are still some newer faces, which we'll get to. But
no, you know what? I will say I did go out of order because a friend told me to watch Battle of the Seasons. So I have seen everybody on the list. Now, okay. Do I remember everybody? No, and that is specifically, I did not even remember that Tech ever did a challenge, but that's for down the line.
Well, I'm excited for you to tell me about pretty much who Tech is.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
My cards are on the table. I told you, I don't remember much of these people, and I didn't watch back then.
Pour a cup of coffee, get a blanket. I'll tell you all about Tech.
All right. It is. Colin is like so reassured right now that we have the right person here in his place. He was feeling that way before we recorded, and I'm sure he'll be feeling that way as we record here. But Haley, anything else from you before we get into it? I think I'm up first.
Oh, so you're not taking the trade deal?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know that I can.
All right.
See, my top tier does have three people in it that, you know, any of those three I'd be happy to have. But just as I stare at their faces, I'm like, and this is going to come back to bite me in the ass, but I do feel like there's one that stands out to me that I should probably just snag up.
All right, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I hope this doesn't break our friendship.
It won't. I'm just, I really thought you were going to go for it, Matt. You don't usually like to be in that first position, but I think I've made a habit of being in first and scooping up some of your faves. So I get it. So Matt's first, then Brian, then me, then Mel, and it is a sneak draft, so Mel will get the fourth and fifth pick, et cetera, et cetera. Right? What?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, okay. You sounded like you did your noise where you're like, well.
And I was did I do it? I don't think I said
it. I did a boop. Yeah,
maybe that was it. It sounded like Matt's well. Like, well.
I don't think it was me.
I'll keep my sound effects to a limit.
So okay. Matt, start us off. Who are you going with? All right,
I will start us off. And as far as my encyclopedia of things go, I really don't think I'm going to get to much of this here. But I'll try to pull some things out along the way with some of this stuff and the Instagram of it all. But to get started here, I think I have no other option but to go with my number one pick being a man who is a proven challenger, a four-time champion, a person who has been very much trying to get back on the show for years and years. And he was on somewhat recently, season 30. Derek Kaczynski is back here on the show after podcasting about the show for the past couple of years, actively training to wait for the day that the call will come. The call has come. It's for a different version of the show, but the call came nonetheless. As far as the Instagram of it all goes, Derek is the person at the top of the list. I took track of I spent so much time on this, but guys, we are in the middle of a pandemic. I have nothing else to do with my life. Do not even think about judging me. So I went to like everybody's pages and I saw like who is liking their posts. And I was like making a list for each person. And then I did the list in reverse order. So basically, long story short, Derek leads the list with 17 of these cast members, including the alternates. He actively likes their content on Instagram. 17 of these people. So obviously, like whether it's like on purpose, whether he's pre-gaming or just actively keeps a connection going with these people, add all the factors in together, I think I have to go with Derek overall first. Haley, how do you feel about that?
That's fine. That's not who I was going to go for. And now I'm getting like anxious that I'm going to have my pick and you guys are going to be like, what the hell?
I feel like very quickly all of us are going to be making what the hell picks in this draft. So
I what am the hell crazy. Season. Right, well, I did have Derek as number one, by the way.
Okay.
So
did you, Scally,
maybe you were glad I didn't get first.
He was my number two. Only because I well, those connections are great. And Derek is a proven competitor. He is like anyone who's even watched the last five seasons or whatever, six seasons knows that Derek is still a major threat, even on the main show, let alone here. My problem is everyone knows that he is a major threat, both physically and socially. He is the most out there in terms of connections. Everyone knows he has the podcast. Even like Scott has said it on their podcast, people are looking to knock Derek down, whether it be in the real world or on the show, because he does have success coming from the show specifically. And so I'm a little worried. I think that he's going to be able to, you know, circumvent that and be okay, but not enough to bring him to my number one spot, you know, weighing out that risk.
Okay. The way that you just described all that, I was like, is he your number two or is he your number 20? Like, I heard a lot of negatives in that.
No,
I totally get what you're saying. As far as like, you know, just overall, like if you're looking at the board, taking away so many other factors, like he just looks to me as like the top pick. It's so not impossible, but it's so hard to get this guy out of the game. You throw him into an elimination, he's coming right back. Like he just excels in so many of those different mini games. Like the most recent season that he was on, beating Bananas in an elimination, the only one that he had to go in, I'm pretty sure on his way to making the final, that he hadn't been on the show in like 19, I don't know where I got that number, like 11 seasons or 10 seasons or something at that point. And he still obviously proved that he was capable of getting to the end. Not the most exciting TV by any means, but he was able to get to the end. And I feel like even with all of the knowledge of people, like knowing that he has all these connections, I'm not the most worried. So it felt like a safe pick here. But Mel, I also want to ask you how you feel about this one. You said he was your number one. Going back to all those old seasons, he was like a big up and coming, like rising star of the show. Like people were so impressed by him as he was getting all of his wins.
Oh, huge. And that's why I put him at number one, because I think we all know is that experience is a huge deal in the challenge. And to have that is a huge leg up, especially when, you know, you haven't appeared since Challenge 2000, which is a title of a season. So that is why I was like, oh, Derek is clutch. He's on the younger scale of this season, and that is 37. The average age is 41. So just those kind of things, like, it can make a difference. That experience, just being a little bit more spry, maybe. And he's well connected. I also had the same thing, Matt, that I went on somebody else's post and I saw that he like left a comment and I was like, oh, what a random person he's commenting to. But
he's a big commenter.
Good social game. Yeah.
He's also somebody, one of a couple people on the cast that have TJ Lavin liking his posts regularly. Ooh. So if there's any factor in that, you know, TJ enjoying him as a person, count that, you know, as a point in his column as well. And I don't know if I should go through all the stats for every single person as we go. Maybe, why not? Because a lot of the audience, I'm sure, that are listening to us also might not know these people. So let me just quickly give you the stats on Derek. His last season was season 30, which we are currently on 36. He's done 10 seasons of the show. He's won 4 times and made it to a final 6 times. So a very accomplished challenger.
Yeah, and it's super he's proven himself time and time again. There was a long time where Derek was just fighting to get his first win, and then all of a sudden Derek was, you know, one of the faces of the challenge for a little while there. He was my all-time favorite for a large stretch. And so I am very excited to have Derek back. I think he's going to do well, and like you said, he's so well connected with almost everyone on this cast.
Yeah, and we share a birthday, so like, what else could I ask for?
I saw him once at the mall when I was in college, and I just stared at him while he was at the calendar kiosk.
Not the calendar kiosk.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's fun. All right, well, so there's Derek. Well, I'm trying to see if I have any other notes about him. So people that he's competed against, a lot of people on this cast. He's beat Cyrus before in an elimination. He won 4 times. He's beaten Ace, Alton, Ryan, and Kellyanne in a final. He's also beat Ace in an elimination. And he's podcasted with pretty much half the cast. So that's pretty much like the big selling point, I think. Another big selling point for him. If you don't know Challenge Mania, somehow through, you know, just from being a Challenge fan, Scott Yeager, who we had on preseason of Challenge 36, and Derek also, they do a podcast together, Challenge Mania, and they've had on so many of these people that are on the cast. So lots of connection and whatnot there. So Haley, did you have him like high on your list, even if he wasn't number one?
I did make a list, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, no, that I guess that's
he wouldn't probably I don't think I ever expected to have Derek on my team.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard. And I, that's why, like, yeah, when I just made like a rough list like half an hour ago, it was just like he was one of the people and who I'm going to take next that stood out as like people that are or still could be competing at the level of the main show. That's where I'm looking at like, oh, this is someone that I'm interested in drafting on my team.
Mm-hmm. I did tell my friend that if I got like early draft that Matt would be specifically mad at me for getting Derek.
Well, I don't know that I would have been mad, but I would have
disappointed.
Yeah, I would have been disappointed. It's I have a feeling that my top three picks are probably not making it out of the first round, but we'll see. Haley sounds like she has like Beth as her first pick, so we'll see how it all plays out.
No, my first pick is Big Easy, actually. Ooh. Jokes.
That's a joke. Either way, Scally, you're up with your second pick, and I believe we're probably at that point.
I was not 100% sure which of the two you were going with once you mentioned four wins, and I'm going to take the other one off the board. I want currently competing on this, both OGs and the season currently airing. I'm taking Durrell.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like that's a given pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, after hearing that talk about Derek, I feel like Durrell makes the most sense after that, so it really... I commend you for this one.
Yeah, and that's why actually Durrell was my number one pick, and I know that he has not been able to do what he did on his first four challenges. He won all four of his first four, was the only one to be undefeated for that long, and has not managed to replicate that, but he is still out here, whether it's as a mercenary competing on this challenge, like hanging with everyone that is 20 years younger than him. So I have full faith in Durrell to be able to compete at the level that he needs to in order to win this season.
Mel, I'm assuming you recently rewatched it. Can you like talk us through the Durrell fight that came a couple seasons, like one of his more recent seasons, because of the fact that he had a big gap? But Durrell versus Brad is a highlight that I did not remember was coming up in my watch.
Oh, that was phenomenal, because I really, because I knew that Durrell was like won so many seasons, I didn't expect that it was going to escalate to an actual fight.
Same.
And holy crap, he pummeled Brad. Brad looked like death the next day. His face looked mangled, like he had been like drowned underwater and found like a week later. It was a lot. And I wasn't mad at it. You know, Brad was kind of pushing him, you know? I don't know.
Well, I was mad at it because it took a fist win away from him. Yeah. The team that Durrell was on went on to win that final, and if he had not gotten into that altercation, he would have probably still been on the team and ended up going home with all the money. So he was, you know, one punch away, one Brad, because, and that was all on Brad. Brad was like in his face for like an hour or something, mm-hmm. like beforehand, and eventually Durrell was like not able to do anything anymore besides hit him. So yeah, could have had the fifth win.
Yeah, might have been a couple more than one punch away, but definitely I would say almost everyone would say took the fifth win away from him, and I don't think that he is currently at risk of repeating that. So I will take the win over the fight for Durrell here.
I had a theory at one point that I thought, like, because a few episodes are deleted on CBS All Access for like no reason, and I thought it was any time that there was a physical fight, and then that episode happened, I was like, oh, my theory is totally busted.
there's a lot of fights up there. Durrell is on his ninth season. So he's done nine seasons, including the one he's currently on. We'll have to debate another day if like these count as like, you know, 10th seasons or whatever. He's also done Champs versus Pros, and he ended up winning the first season of that alongside Kara. So he's got, I guess if you want to count that as his fifth win, he does have that. He's made it to four finals, won all four of them. Obviously that was back in the day. So that was season 13, you know, we're currently on season 36. So it's been a while since he's had that kind of success, but I definitely agree with the pick here. He's more than capable of it. The only, I mean, he hasn't been earning points as far as like our draft goes for. I know that's a crushing part of this all. He hasn't been doing much on that end of things in the current season, but hard to argue with this when you're looking for, you know, high equity amongst these players. Haley, you, I imagine, are a fan of Durrell.
Of course. Ethan loves Durrell.
It's good taste.
Like, loves Durrell.
As good we taste. All should.
Great taste. Yeah, he's awesome. There's not a bad word anybody can say about him. He's got plenty of social connections. I mean, he's not a guy that I would expect to be on social media, but he's got the legs going. Where's Darrell? So he is he's got 7 people that he's like actively liking their content. He's got a wife and kids at home. I have so many stats about these people. In case you want to know what they're up to in life. does Anissa follow Darrell? Of course she does. They're on the season together. Scally, what do you think about the fact that we'll talk about it with Anissa too? Like, is there going to be some kind of extra target on them for the fact that they are getting contacted for current seasons?
I wonder, because I don't know too many of the people that are on this list that have been campaigning to be on actual seasons. You know, there's a few that have made it clear that, yeah, they would return if possible. But really, I don't know that too many of them are jealous, because it's not as if they want that for themselves anyway. They're agreeing because it's a 3-week schedule rather than being locked down and having, you know, everything taken away for them for months at a time. So I don't know that the jealousy will be there as much as a, you know, like, oh, well, you know, they're big threats. They're still able to hang with everybody. So, like, keep an eye out for them. I don't think that, like, you know, they're still big names in the fact that they're active. They were big names back then, let alone that they are still competing, you know, 20 seasons later.
Yeah. Darrell also, to note here, he was also on his original Road Rule season, Campus Crawl, with Kendall, who's also on this cast. So there's a couple of those connections with people that were like their original season partners from all the way back then are here. So
yeah, and I was going to say, now that we've gone through Derek and Darrell, two people that are either currently on or have been on recently, I think it's worth discussing how we feel about people that have been on so recently being on an OG's cast, or should it have been more locked to people that have not been on in quite a while.
I feel like they should have some people that newer viewers would recognize, because if it was all like exclusively people who had been on the show before, like, 2009, I feel like you'd lose a lot of the new viewers.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have watched that anyway, because I'm starved for content. But I don't know. I think it's a smart move to kind of play with where the OG line is.
Yeah, like, I wonder if this was like Big Brother or Survivor, like where the cutoff would be for that. Like if Todd was playing, or like, I feel like people wouldn't be mad if like Todd was on a Survivor OG's cast, but like when you start to get into like the Sophie territory, or people like, she's not an OG, she was on season 23 of 40. And that's what some of these people are, like Jemmy, like the bottom of the list here of most recent challengers, you have Cook, who we'll get to, and she's not even on the actual cast at the moment, but you have the Jemmys and John A's who have started, you know, after season 20, so definitely not as far back OG as people would like. But I do agree with Haley. I think it's worthwhile to have a couple of them. If there were more of them from that time frame, I think we would be running into some problems. But 2 or 3 is not the end of the world. It just does feel kind of weird.
For sure. And that's why I'm happy that it's only Anissa and Darrell, because before this season, and even for Anissa before last season, we hadn't seen them in, you know, at least 3 to 4 seasons. So it's been a little while for both. They've had, you know, they've each had breaks in the middle there.
But Anissa started, like, her first reality show was in 2001.
Yeah.
It would feel wild to me that she would be excluded on this.
For sure. And that's, I'm sure that she would not want to be excluded, because, like, if you told me, you know, that, like, oh, all my friends are having a 20-year reunion and I can't go because, like, for whatever reason, I'd be annoyed. So I'm sure that she wants to be there, being that she still wants to be competing on the main show. So
right.
I definitely understand the desire to be there. And like Haley said, like, it's good to bring in the newer viewers. I wouldn't want to lose out on someone like Derek just because he came back for one season, you know, 6 seasons ago. So
he was just like, and Derek's most recent venture was like fighting Joss, right?
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't even on the season. He was just, whatchamacallit, what are they called?
And they went And like, if you haven't heard about the Mercenary, and if you haven't like watched that season or haven't heard about it just through hearing about it, that elimination is like one of the ones that gets talked about a lot lately. Just like since it happened, because they went so long on that one. Like Derek had no stakes in the game, and they were going for hours. So a lot of these people definitely are still putting in the effort to not just like get on the shows, but to still compete and show that at age 37, 41, whatever it is, that they still have it. So these people are still hungry.
And I think that is also bringing us back to the picks. I think that is one of the reasons why I have Derek and Darrell, just besides their like physical abilities and social games, their desire to win is so great that even when Derek is, the pay is the same, he gains nothing and just like absolutely destroys his body for like one chance at glory on the show. So that is, you know, both of them, I think, have that drive to win.
Absolutely. So let's keep on moving here. And Haley, you would be up next with the number three pick. And this is the most excited I will be all night.
I feel like you guys are going to judge me, and now I'm nervous. But no, I'm going to go with Ruthie. Ooh. I feel like a judgy pick.
I like it.
Okay. That's a great pick.
Okay, good. I feel like Ruthie is somebody that I'm not super familiar with. I can't even think about if I've actually seen her on a season. But she's one of those names I've heard over and over the last, you know, however many years I've been watching the challenge, as somebody people are dying to have back. And I think, isn't she a chef now or something? Or am I making that up?
Nothing on being a chef on my Instagram deep dive, but I'll go with it.
I feel like I'm making that up.
Ruthie is now a chef, whether she is or not.
What?
Ruthie is now a chef, whether she is or not.
She's a chef.
Yes.
I like her. I'm excited for her. Is she like a drama starter? It doesn't seem like it. It seems like she's there to compete.
I don't think she's a particularly big drama starter, but I feel like there was something with her and Beth that I can't put my finger on exactly. But maybe Mel or Scally, I don't know if you...
Who didn't have something with Beth?
Yes, it's me. Everybody hated Beth. I do remember, though, Ruthie in her real world days was definitely, like, a drama starter because she's, like, partying hard. But she cleaned it up. And if I recall from her last challenge, which was probably, like, the early 2000s, you know, she was a good competitor. And people really liked Ruthie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My only concern with Ruthie is her size. I think she's very athletic, and Matt and I had the pleasure of going to a Challenge Mania recording a while ago. I'm so bad with time. And she like actively talked about how like, oh, she loved the challenge, and like you could see like a scenario where Ruthie ended back up on the show. So I do think that she really is going to be excited to be here and want to win. I am only nervous about her size relative to the other cast members.
Stats on Ruthie. She is she last competed on season 17. Again, we are now on 36. She has been on 4 seasons. She has not won, but she has made it to a final once. She's usually somebody who kind of goes out towards like the middle portion of the season. She's never gone out super early. Like I said, she made one final, so definitely a strong competitor. I think if she had been on more seasons back then, for some reason I always feel like she was on more, but no, she's only been on 4. If she had been called back a couple more times, I definitely think she gets a win at some point there. Just had not happened yet. I think she was definitely good in the eliminations, so there's that. She's not followed by Anissa, so there's that.
Ooh.
Sorry to you know, have that out there. I don't think I explained that yet. I don't know why I made that decision to go with the Anissa column. I just was like, she, like her and Derek and, you know, Darrell being like the people that are actively like, you know, still like main cast members, main people in the community or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like Anissa, we'll talk about her whenever somebody picks her. I feel like she's going to be a big factor or a big player in the season. So I was like, let me just see who she's paying attention to. Ruthie is not one of them, but who needs Anissa? Who needs her? She's 44 now, Ruthie. She was on her original season of Tech. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the season of just like, hey, want to feel old, and then just list every person who's in this cast. I think the youngest person is maybe like 34, I think.
We got a couple 32, I think.
Was it 32?
I just remember watching X's One, and Mark Long was like, I'm 39. I've got to hang up my spikes now. Like, I'm the oldest person who's ever been on the challenge. And now Mark's like, hey, what if I gather this group of other old people and then we do challenges together? Like, how can you just tell me off the top, like, how old Mark Wong is now?
49. And so is Cyrus. Cyrus is also 49. So I actually want to look at their birthdays. Is there anyone who's officially older?
Beth.
Nobody's 50. Yeah.
Beth is 51.
What? Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm the worst encyclopedia. Beth is 51.
I'm wow. So excited.
She was too far up my screen for me to have scrolled up there. I was like, no one's 50.
Yeah, that's the thing about this show is I am very excited. I know some people are like already joking about like, oh, these people are like married and have kids and they're settled down. They're not going to be as crazy as they once were. But not that we usually look to the challenge for like, you know, emergent strategy, but I'm excited to have an older cast and see what that can do for the format of a show like this.
Plus, so like, have you guys partied with parents? Drama. That is true. Wild.
That is true, especially like you get away from the kids for a couple weeks, like you get to relive like your old days. I'm sure that these people are going to have their share of fun.
I hope so. Yes. So I don't know, anybody else have anything else on Ruthie? Otherwise, Mel, you would be up next with the fourth pick here.
Well, I'm ready to pick because I got nothing on Ruthie.
All right, go for it.
But I did have her high. Okay, well, following the trend of experience and connections and having a lot of fun on Instagram, I have selected Anissa.
Okay. Obviously, I love it.
She's got years and years of experience. She knows the game in and out. I watched her chip her teeth yesterday hitting water. That's not tough. I don't know what is. So I'm a big Anissa fan. I always have enjoyed her on the challenge. I enjoyed her on her Real World season back in the day. And you could call her the original hater of Tanya before it became a challenge trope.
Yeah, Anissa, of course, anybody that's watching the current season is well aware of Anissa. She is not only, you know, on the show, she is one of like the main cast members, like main characters on the show. Mm-hmm. Like she's telling her story. She's one of the highest scoring points getters so far, which is, you know, definitely a good thing for Scally's team. She's currently on, you know, the season she's on is her 14th season of the show. She has been consistently like, you know, on the show since the sixth season. The longest gap that she has had in between seasons is three seasons off. And wow, she's had that twice. Every other, you know, between when she started and now, she's either had, you know, one season off or two seasons off, like a couple times with the three, but she has been consistently getting the call. Actually, no, I might have lied about that because I was counting when she came in as a mercenary. So a little bit longer of a gap there, but you get the point. She was also on Champs versus Stars in that time. So she has been consistently on the phone with production, getting back in the mix. She's on the new challenge podcast with Tori and obviously, you know, just being gifted more work and more things to do for them. So they love Anissa. Anissa loves them and she's not going anywhere anytime soon. So Haley, is this where Anissa gets her first win?
Wow, what a question. No.
Oh, no.
If she can't do it here, where / when can she?
Anissa, take your headphones out for this one. Never? But I think that's the fun of Anissa. It's like Leroy. Just never going to win.
No, don't. Haley, don't put that in the universe.
Sorry.
Look, it's not like it's an unfounded claim.
I hope I did the rejinx of unjinxing both Anissa and Leroy.
I don't know. Scally, where are you at with Anissa coming into this thing?
So I was excited to have Anissa in the second tier of my draft board. So, you know, having her at the top feels good. I think that, like you said, she's been on the show so consistently for so long that I think she knows almost everyone here. And, you know, she's played at least one season with almost everyone here. I think that she is... you know, she holds her own in the challenge today. So I see no reason why she's not going to be able to do the same on the challenge OGs. So I think Anissa could get a win. I'm not necessarily saying she is the most likely, but I think she's set up well here.
Yeah, things about Anissa in relation to the cast members here. We have she's run a final before with Katie and Mark. She has lost to Jemmy in an elimination. She's done 5 different challenges with Mark Long. She's done 4 with Derek. She's done 4 with Ruthie, which is that every season Ruthie's been on? Yes, I think so.
Oh, wow.
She was the mercenary with Derek back in Vendettas. So I believe, besides the fact that, you know, they had done 4 shows together and she's been on the podcast, I think, you know, probably some relationship there. She's beat John A in a elimination. And the most notable fact that I have here on my sheet is her blow up with Trishelle that led to Trishelle quitting the game the last time Trishelle was on. So I have no idea if that relationship has been fixed or not. As according to my studies here, Anissa is following Trishelle. I didn't look the other way. And I think they do not like each other's content, but that's the most I've got.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that to have been repaired. I don't know the exact status of it, but Anissa's always good for whether it's reactions or memes or, you know, even arguments with Lolo Jones. She's gonna bring something to the table, so I am happy she's here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any Anissa highlights along the last couple seasons you've seen, Mel?
Oh, she's always there, and it's funny because I complain about other people always being on the show, yet Anissa never bothers me. She's always a pleasant treat. She went home very quickly the last season I watched her in. What was that? That was Rivals. She went home
with Robin.
Yeah, with Robin. Yeah. But she's doing really well in this one. She's paired with Rachel and X's. You know, just Anissa's consistent. People like her. She has fun. And even now, it'll be a little different when everyone is more of her age bracket, but she's sort of the wise elder of the group. Everyone loves Anissa. And even if they don't love her, I think people fear her. And just like sheer size and strength, you know, mm-hmm. Anissa beats a lot of these other women because I checked out their Instagrams and some of them, I don't know if they're going to be able to hang. We'll see.
I agree.
Glad I'm not the only one who went on a Instagram deep dive.
You got to do a little bit of social sleuthing.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, again, we haven't seen them in so long, or most of them. But Anissa aside, you're up next again with the 5th pick here, Mel.
Okay. My next pick is somebody that, in my rewatch, I think was always fairly strong and decent at challenges, but just despised the people that he had to fraternize with, and that is Nehemiah.
Oh, Mel, that would have been my next one.
I've always been a Nehemiah fan, and I think every time he got screwed being on seasons with Kenny and Evan in particular, who he obviously hated.
So mad that, like, Evan was like, yeah, let's try and get eliminated, so screw you, Nehemiah, let's get CTO. Mm-hmm.
It was devastating to watch it because you can tell Nehemiah has always wanted to compete, always puts his heart and soul into it, but just he's a little misunderstood sometimes. He's like had more depth than a lot of the other people there for people when they were in like their early to mid 20s, and he just wants to win, and I feel like he has that drive that like he sees this is a time where I can win.
I wouldn't hate it. Nehemiah has been pretty active lately as far as the challenge world goes. Him and Wes have stayed friends since the beginning of time, since the two met each other.
I think Nehemiah was in Wes's wedding party even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impressive.
They've been BFFs for a long time. I think they were both on Real World Austin, right? That was Wes's season. Yeah. So since then, and any challenge that they've done together, Wes has stood up for him during that fight that you were talking about. Like, they've been BFFs, and they both were in that Wes filming project for Patreon or Cameo. I don't know what he was doing.
Did it quietly get shut down after? Oh God, what's her name? Dee.
Not so sweet, Dee.
Oh yeah, it could still be going, and I'd have no idea.
Yeah, that was like pandemic phase one, but I also feel like I wouldn't be surprised if it was still going. But yeah, good friends with Wes. Wes obviously not here, which is kind of interesting considering his name was definitely rumored at first. But you know, whatever has played out in the way it has, so he's not here. But Nehemiah is. Nehemiah is on his. He did 4 seasons already. He has gotten a win in the only final that he's been to. His last appearance was on season 21, where that was not where he got the win. His win was on his second time around. Nehemiah, I'm excited to see him as well here. Who hasn't said anything about Nehemiah yet? Haley?
I love Nehemiah. He was my next pick, so I'm just kind of reeling now.
Does it make a difference that Anissa does not follow Nehemiah?
No. Probably. this is going to make me sound like an Anissa hater, and I am not that.
No, it's a stupid metric, but I'm going to use it anyway because I have the data.
I actually, it helps support one of the points that I was going to bring in. I don't know how well connected Nehemiah is here, which is pretty much my only worry for him, because he's sneakily somehow still 35, so I guess he chose to stop aging, which I fully support. But he, one of the, you know, sneaky younger members, I think he's the youngest guy on the cast. So, and from also doing a tiny bit of an Instagram deep dive, seems to be still like super athletic and active. So I think it's a really good pick here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
he's
got 8 people that I have tallied up that he's actively like liking their content on Instagram. I feel like there was something with him and Beth one of those seasons.
Oh, there was. Yeah.
Did everyone hate Beth? Like,
No. I think he was like, kissing Beth.
Yes. Yeah. So they kind of like maybe I think they cuddled, maybe they kissed, and then Beth, who is for all here's the thing. Do we like Beth? No. Is Beth the definition of reality television and like somebody who knows what they're doing? 100%. And Beth knew, like, this is my thing. I'm gonna like latch on to Nehemiah. This will be my story. And it like became this ongoing thing. I don't remember who went first, her or him, but then they came back the season after and he basically was like, step off, leave me alone. We're not like, I don't even like you. It was, oh, it's so good. So we'll see if maybe this decade or so, actually it's probably more than a decade, it's probably like 10 to 15 years or something, like if any of that still holds up. What if this is maybe like Beth gets revenge? Who knows?
It's so funny because I completely forgot about that, but now that I remember that he came on the next season and was like, what were you talking about in confessional? None of that was true. So like that's one of the like good parts of having people come back over and over. And you know, as excited as I am for Beth, like one more interaction that I'm excited to see here.
Yeah, what else is here? So he is he's lost an elimination to Big Easy, but he also won that final against Big Easy. But how could you not win that final against Big Easy? And yeah, I don't know if I already said this. He's liked 8 of these people's Instagrams. Kellyanne and Derek are 2 people that he has actively commented on their posts. So maybe there's even more of a friendship there. He also had a post about how he recently met his father at age 31. So 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He met his father for the first time. So that's cool. That's what he's been up to since his last challenge appearance. But that's all the notes that I have for Nehemiah. I'm excited to see him back and not have to deal with the Kevin. Who's Kevin? Kenny and Evans. I mean, also happy to not have to see him deal with Kevin.
We can call them Kevin so that we don't give them any sort of attention to who they really are.
Yeah,
they don't deserve our names.
That's fair.
I get mad anytime I have to think about either one of them.
Yes, my apologies, but just know I think I'm finally past that era of the game. Thank God.
And doesn't it feel so good once you like, because like Mel, there's one reunion where like, I think it's Kenny's last reunion and they're like, oh, so like Kenny, like you're not going anywhere, right? He's like, no, it's like, what? It's like, someone hire me. Otherwise I'm going to keep coming back over and over again. And then to know that he was like told right after that, like you are done with this show makes me so happy.
They took all the reunions off CBS All Access, which helps get me like into the momentum of people. Yeah, they don't have them, but I
I might have had the same issue.
Yeah, but you know they are on like Wikipedia, so you can like go on Wiki and it just describes like everything, and it actually makes it easier, so then you don't have to hear everybody shout over each other. You just get the hits.
Yeah, we just skip them honestly.
They're either on MTV.ca, shout out Canada, shout out Haley. They're on like Google Drive links that I think Edmo has sent me before, so I've seen some of them. But speaking of Canada, speaking of Haley, up next with the 6th overall pick.
I'm going to go with the guy who started it all, because if there's any funny business, it's to keep Mark Long on the show because he brought it to life. So Mark, come on to Team Haley.
Do you like Mark?
I don't really have a whole lot of opinion on him because I think I've really only seen him in X's 1, where he seemed fine and reasonable. I thought he was pretty good with his partner, who he could not stand. It's funny, his partner was Robin, and I, since looking at the graphic Matt sent, I thought Katie was Robin.
No.
So I'm glad I'm wrong.
Okay.
But anyway, well, yeah, I think Mark is reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for sure. As you mentioned, he's the one who created this whole thing. Scally, you want to run that all down?
Yeah, so Mark was quite thirsty to get back on the challenge for a time period there, and really was pitching himself to get back on the main show, even though he had, I think, previously announced his retirement, I'm sure. And all of a sudden then, was it during quarantine or shortly before, he was just reaching out to some OG cast members and saying, like, hey, you, the huge name, would you ever do the challenge again if we did, like, a shorter filming schedule, et cetera, et cetera? Like, oh, and he would get the confirmation and then postals to social media. And then through, like, this grassroots social media campaign, all of a sudden had a meeting with MTV. And here we are with the challenge OGs, not with the same list of people that he was promoting, but with a pretty solid cast.
Yeah, hashtag we want OGs spread across the internet for that, like, second phase of quarantine, of all this stuff in the past year. It was going wild. Mark is definitely high up on this list of people that contact other people on Instagram through likes or comments I totally lied to you guys before. Derek was not number one. He was right below Mark, who had 19 of these, however many people that he is actively liking their posts in one way or another. If you look on most of these cast members' posts from the past couple of months, you will see a message from Mark Long saying, hey, smiley face, check your DMs, as he was
I love that for him.
As he was recruiting all of them to see if there was interest for this cast, which, yes, there was, and now they're out there.
Is it fair for him to basically be working on casting and also be on the cast?
Yeah, now that's the question that I don't have an answer to.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like no, but I also feel like this season wouldn't exists without him, so he has to be on it
100%. And that's the thing, is I feel like everyone's gonna have the attitude of, like, okay, we're here for Mark's birthday party, we can't vote him out first. But yeah. I don't, not that I think that he would,
I don't
be
subscribe
the first
to that, by the way.
You don't think so? Oh, interesting.
No, just not voting people out because it's their birthday.
Yeah, it's been, maybe I've done it before, but I definitely think that some of these people are going to be back for maybe a good time rather than actually winning the season. So I don't think that they're going to be overly cutthroat to throw Mark in super early. So I think he has at least a pass until, like, you know, the mid game, and probably does fairly well. Even though he is the oldest man on the cast, he is in really good shape, better than, yeah, you know, almost anyone you're going to put him next to. So,
like, not to totally objectify him, but, like, how does he still look like that?
I think that's, like, a reasonable question.
Yes.
Because when you said they were 49, I think of my dad, who just turned 61. And sure, that's an extra 10 years or 11 years, but God, I don't even think when my dad was 49, he would have been able to do something like this.
It's just wild. Like, if you look at a picture of Mark shirtless today, it will look the exact same as how he looked when he first started. Like, not even a little bit looks different at all. Like it's just wild. I have no understanding of how it works. Maybe there's some kind of, like, magic that Mark Long found. I mean, maybe there was, truly. He's like, is it fair to say he's like a pioneer in, like, the world of reality television? Like, I don't know if that's too dramatic or too far to say, but like, he's been around since the literal beginning of all of this, and has been there every step of the way, even though he hasn't been on the show since season 22. He's been at every, like, Hearts of Reality. I don't know if he was at the COVID event, but he was at, like, all these different events for so many years now. He's been involved. He's been putting together a literal new show here. It's a lot with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably a give kids the world, because he does have a photo at the Margaritaville Resort Orlando with a kid. But he has a mask on. He has a mask on.
He could have missed out on a casting opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. What else is there to say about Mark Long? Just a social butterfly. He's obviously going to have a lot of connections in this cast. And it would be pretty funny if they all were like, all right, thanks for getting us here. Have fun back in home. Like, we don't need you here.
Be by far the funniest first elimination for me. Like, I would laugh very hard.
like Mark versus Derek and Anissa versus, I don't know, Jemmy as like the first one. Like, oh, none of you guys are welcome.
That's not what I'm rooting for. But just like, not even like, oh, Mark has been on or Mark's been more involved. Like, just for the, he planned this whole thing and made it happen. And then they sent him on first. I would laugh. I'm not going to lie.
It would be insane. But with the creator off the board here of this OG season, Scally, you're up next with pick number 2 or 7 overall.
Oh, I'm really debating here between 2, but let me go with someone I'm kind of surprised is still on the board. I think that they are a little bit of a risk for also not loving the people that they're around, but give me Alton.
Yeah, he was one of my next picks. That makes sense.
Yeah, he is. Anytime he's shown up, everyone has been, you know, terrified of him. I know Derek has spoken about him as like just capable of any single physical feat that he wants to do. It's just a matter of if he wants to do it is my concern. I very well could see if one of the replacements is getting on, I think most likely it's because Alton quit the season. It's like number one. And so that's my worry. But hopefully with it being a 3-week schedule, with there being no like, you know, 21-year-olds running around and annoying Alton, hopefully that, you know, increases the chances for him to do well for me for the draft. But I think he is an incredibly capable player.
And not on social media.
Yep, that is true.
So there's that. Thoughts on Alton, Mel?
I also had him sort of high up, but had the exact same hesitation that Scally had, because all I could remember is that every time he's been there, he absolutely hates being there and pretty much quits. But I always enjoyed him on Vegas. I enjoyed him on his challenge things. He's very athletic. He's a rock climber. And I mean, that did sort of well for Jay until, you know, a week ago or two. Is it 2 weeks? Can't even keep track of time. But I think that's a good pick. I'm a little sad he won't be on my team, and I'm really losing some of my top picks up here.
Yeah, I mean, we're about to get to like the territory of like, eh, well, whatever.
Yeah, here we go.
We're only in the second round. Haley, any Alton thoughts, takes?
My hesitations are the same as Mel's, where it's very much like every time he's there, he doesn't want to be there. He's been on a team with Trishelle. They're both on the same season of The Real World together. But they don't always get along. They are very much like brother and sister, where they either love each other or hate each other. Trishelle tried to ruin his relationship with Sarah, which led to Trishelle being Sarah's partner on the next Rivals. And then Trishelle and Anissa getting in a fight, and Trishelle screwed over Sarah. And I guess that's all Alton's fault.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I did forget about Trishelle trying to ruin his relationship. But part of the thing also was that, you know, he has Trishelle and he has Arissa here, where they were all on the same Las Vegas season, which is like one of the most iconic seasons of The Real World. So it makes sense that they would cast heavy from there. And I think that hopefully they can lean on each other and, you know, do well because of that. And like I said, if Alton wants to win this season, he can win this season. It's just a matter of him wanting to, is what I'm concerned about.
Yeah. Let's see Alton's stats.
Do you think he will get eliminated in a traditional sense?
That's a good question.
Ooh.
It's 3 weeks. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Or he just won't get eliminated.
Exactly. Is he going to get eliminated in a traditional sense or not get eliminated? I would say not. But I definitely think, I think he sticks it out, and I don't hate the alternates. So if I get one of them replacing him on my team, I wouldn't be too upset.
I mean, if he does like quit again, it really is just like a shame on you producers, but it would also be if we have to pick things that we hope happen this season, that would just be like a real slap in the face. One would be Mark getting voted up first, and the next would be that Alton quits the show.
Okay, but I could see both those happening.
Yes. Yeah, it's a solid job. It's a solid thing.
Alton's last appearance was on season 23, where, yeah, he did compete with Trishelle there as they were on the Las Vegas team together, as that Las Vegas team was combined from Old Vegas and New Vegas. So they didn't
end up finishing
the team together. Alton ended up going home with Nani, and then Dustin and Trishelle ran the final together. And what a shit show that was.
But they got like third place, didn't they?
Yeah, but still like a shit show. Nonetheless,
getting there was not easy.
Yeah. That was his fourth season, so he's been on four. He did get one win along the way. He did make it to three finals, so there's that.
Like I said,
but definitely a high picker. I would have picked him next.
Like I said, if he wants to be in that final, he'll be there. It's just a matter of that one season he was not feeling it because he didn't want to go out to the club when they wanted to go to the club, and he chose to go home mid-season. So it's keeping him in the right headspace for me. And they're not going to any clubs. It's COVID. So.
Oh, we get another bubble.
I love the bubble.
Me too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I will get us going with the next pick here as we swing around to round three after this pick. I am going to take the only other person that I still had in like the top tier-ish of my board. And I don't know what the reaction is going to be, but Kellyanne.
She would have been my next pick. It sounds like she would have been Scally's next pick, too.
So. Mine, too.
All right. Well, look at us all.
Cute. Kellyanne. For sure. Okay. Glad we're all on the same page about that for real, though. One of the more recent players here, her last season was season 28. So it hasn't been that long. It's been a couple of years since we've last seen her. She hasn't had a win yet, but she did come close in that first season of hers. The second season she was on. She made it to the final, but it was like nobody but her and Sarah Rice that were running the final against the Kevin team, along with Bananas and whoever. And Derek was on that team and Susie. So that was, it didn't go her way, but she has seen a final before. I just feel like, Kellyanne at the age of 34 compared to a lot of the other people out here, definitely that puts her at an advantage. As far as I've seen, she's still, doing just fine, doing the same she has been as far as like athletics go. I don't know if she's been, as in shape as she was, but I feel like her life is just about the same as far as I could see. No kids. I don't know if she's in a relationship. I didn't see anything about that. She's also kind of quiet on social media. She was not actively liking anybody's posts, which could be a good or a bad thing. People might just not know where they stand with her. Who knows? Does Anissa follow her? Let's see. Anissa does follow her, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief there. But Scally, what do you think about Kellyanne?
Oh, speak of Anissa, didn't Kellyanne and Anissa have a big blowout on her most recent season? Was it Bloodlines?
Yes. I can hear in my head right now Anissa screaming at Kellyanne.
Kellyanne just breaking down on the floor. Yeah, I can definitely see that. The thing is, Anissa usually not wrong in these arguments. So even if the other person is crying, but I would say Kellyanne was high on my board because she's a really good competitor. My worry is that she is not as well connected, being one of the newer cast members. So I do worry there, where there may be this mindset of like, we're the real OGs, we were here first, like get out some of these newer cast members. And so that's why I did not pick Kellyanne, where I think if she was still competing on the challenge today, she would be, in the upper middle tier, whereas back in the day where maybe the women's side was not quite as strong as it is today, she was consistently one of the better competitors on the show. So when I'm looking at this field, I feel like Kellyanne has a really good chance of winning this season if her social game is on point.
Yes. Haley, what are your thoughts here?
I like Kellyanne. I don't always feel like her social game is top notch. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why, because she seems perfectly nice. She just maybe is a little dumb and says things when she shouldn't. But I don't think she's really much of a fight starter. Is that correct?
I can't recall. Maybe Mel.
Trying to think. She gets into stuff, but I do feel like it's just sort of little things.
Liking
like
her, then?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's funny that like I'm seeing all the stuff, and yet I don't retain anything about it. And the main thing that was like her reason to fight people at one point was Wes, which is instigator for a lot of women in challenge history.
I feel like Kellyanne isn't people's favorite person, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe here that there's bigger fish to fry.
And as far as like, I think Scally was saying, just with the older players and whatnot, I feel like a lot of them, even though it's been years, are still going to not want to keep each other in the house. Like there still probably will be beef with a lot of these people mm-hmm. that fought years and years ago. Mm-hmm. So if there are, some of these newer players that don't really have tons of connections, I'm hoping, or at least as far as where I'm picking, I'm hoping that they'll link up to some of those other people and be like, all right, if Beth and say, I don't know, Katie are fighting, and we're looking at some kind of split there that, you know, the middle people kind of attach themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think that Kellyanne, where she found herself in problems mainly, was she was kind of on the outside during the Bananas and Kevin area era. So it's, and she was someone who, like, if you picked at her, she's gonna give you a reaction, and that's what those guys wanted. So I can picture, like, many times where she found herself on the outside and didn't handle it super well. I don't think that there is anyone on this cast that is going to be exhibiting the same behavior that those three would have with her. So I don't think that we're going to see Kellyanne in, like, a similar position, but I still do worry about the social game a little bit.
Yeah, and let's use this opportunity to bring in our first alternate to talk about here. Kahuta is currently an alternate that's out there. As far as we know, they haven't been sent home, so they still could potentially enter the game. No idea. But Mel, surprising to me at least, that Kahuta and Kellyanne are both potentially in the mix for a challenge, and only one of them is making it on the cast.
Yeah, you would think they would have, like, a little bit of the connection. I wasn't, like, mad at it when I looked, and if I had to choose between the two of them, I would much rather see Kellyanne than Kahuta again. Mm-hmm. I think she has, like, more exciting potential than him. In fact, when I was thinking, I was like, if I have to rate alternates to put him into this draft, like, I'd probably put him really low. I was looking at his Instagram, and he just looks a little different. He's just living, and, you know, life's gone on, you know.
Let the hair grow, but he also is one of those TJ likers. TJ has regularly liked
really? Oh, I didn't know that. That is a very telling sign. And if he ever likes Michi's things, we'll know big things are happening. But I'm excited to see Kellyanne. I also had her high up because I think that she had the potential. She did get to a final. She's played in this modern era. But like you said, I think there are weaknesses that I personally didn't consider her, like, an OG. I feel like she's very modern. I'd stopped the show by then because she was on the show probably in, like, the late 2000s, if not, like, early, like, 2010 kind of era. And that would be my, like, main con against her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else have thoughts on Kahuta while we're here?
Oh, God, I love Kahuta.
Oh.
I am a Kahuta stan. I will say, the first season of The Real World I watched with Sydney, and I'm disappointed he's not on this season.
I was so shocked. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have been. I don't know if everybody else felt that way, but I was like, Kahuta's here. Obviously, he's going to be on the cast, but no.
I was surprised. Well, because he's made it known, whether, like, on Challenge Mania or elsewhere, I think he's made it known that he would be open to returning on the main show, too. So I don't know if they're just thinking, like, oh, we can just pull him for the main show and not use him here, and that'll be fine. I don't think that's the case. But as far as, like, why wouldn't they use him where, like, he and Kellyanne have history? Like, yeah, but also Kellyanne was an alternate on a season where she was allegedly involved in Brad and Tori's breakup or something like that. So and she didn't get used on the cast, so they've already proven to leave some of these people with history on the outside, and maybe that's why he made the list in the first place. And ultimately, I'm not super shocked we're not seeing him, but if he ends up coming into the game, I'll be completely fine with it.
Yeah. I also enjoyed Kahuta while he was on the show, but I guess it's not the end of the world here if he's not on the actual cast, but I do think that I would have enjoyed if he had been. But yeah, so that's our first alternate talk in here as Kellyanne comes off the board. And with my next pick to kick off the third part of this snake, I don't feel great about it, but I think I don't feel better about any other pick than Jemmy here.
Ooh.
Feels pretty early, I'm guessing, is the ooze there.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know that I also picked Jemmy very early on in, like, I think one of the first drafts we ever did. I don't think Jemmy's winning this season. I don't know. I'm just looking around, and I really am being ageist here, I think, if I'm being honest. A lot of the women on the cast are a little bit older, and Jemmy's 32. I feel like she's been on the show more recently. Her last appearance on the show was a total flop with Jenna, like, not even getting a chance to really compete. If she's given another shot here to get back in the challenge world, I feel like she's going to do as much as she can to kind of capitalize on it. She's got connections here. She's really good friends with Trishelle. So she's got the older, like, the actual OG's connections there. Plus, she also is, you know, relatively on good terms, as far as I know, with a bunch of the people that are still on the show, the Anissas or the Derricks or whoever. She's done a good amount of seasons with some of these people. She did 4 seasons with John A. They did get into a little bit of a tiff once, but I don't know. I feel like she's John A. and Jemmy. I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think so. Jemmy was with Camilla in the season. They were literally on 4 seasons together. So, I mean, she was probably partners with like 4 different people in that time. But Scally, tell me why this is such a bad pick.
No, I wouldn't say it's a bad pick. I just have her, you know, 4 or 5 picks lower than where she's currently going at. I think that she is of the women in their early 30s who are really bordering on that OG line. She, I think, will be the best able to integrate herself socially, which I think is big. So I think that she, even while not being an OG, may be able to connect with a lot of these people, has relationships already with some of them. And so I think that she's not going to go home super early, but I don't have a ton of faith in Jemmy to be pulling points for my team necessarily. So that's why, unfortunately, I do have Jemmy in the middle of my draft board, even though I am excited to see her back.
Fair enough. Mel, what are your Jemmy thoughts?
So I don't have a ton. I don't have a lot of Jemmy experience. I did see her when she was on like recent seasons, because I got in around like, I think, season 31 or 32, and she didn't last long. So most of my exposure is from the one Battle of the Seasons I saw, and then actually X on the Peak, where she really didn't have much to do there either. I thought she was a fun narrator. I think she's a fun personality, but I just figured challenge-wise, I just can't see her doing that great.
Yeah, this she's done 7 seasons so far. This, if we count it, you know, will be the 8th time she's been on a challenge show. Hasn't ever gotten a win before. She has made it to one final, which was very early on, and she had Camilla by her side.
Didn't finish the final. Like, they were doing bad and got kicked out.
Which, I mean, not didn't finish because she was like terrible. There was 3 teams, and one team on each gender side was not getting to like the second day of it all. I don't think she was just like awful, but I mean,
bad enough to not, you know, make it.
Yeah, with Camilla as her partner, you know, who was
good. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, we could stop talking about her.
We need a code name for her, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Haley, thoughts on Jemmy?
I would have picked her this early, but I've made bad picks in the past. I've just never been super impressed with Jemmy athletically. I agree, she's a really fun narrator, fun character, but she's a bit of a shitster, so I wouldn't be surprised if she's caused drama with some of these people, even if they mostly came before her. I wouldn't be surprised if she's tried to start drama with them. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I just do feel like she's kind of just in the middle here as far as, you know, connections go. So could go either way. I truly do not see her winning, but I also do root for Jemmy, so I felt good about it on that end of things as well to root for my team. That's a nice welcome change. Scally, what's next?
All right. I'm torn between 2 people, but I'm going to go with the one that I know and was a big fan of back in the day, at least to my memory. I am going with Ace here.
Okay. Ace is... he has done 4 seasons. I do not remember much at all about Ace, but 4 seasons. The last one he was on was season 14. He has not won. He has made it to a final once, but his first 2 seasons he went out early. Mel, do you remember much about Ace?
I have no memory of Challenge Ace. I do remember him from Real World Paris and him being kind of like a good old guy, and he dated Mallory in Paris, but that's like all I remember. And when I looked, I was like, oh yeah, I guess he was on it, but I just didn't remember him at all from it. And even like his Instagram, I was like, oh wow, times have changed from your from the days that I saw you.
Yes. And so that is my thing. I know he was recently on Challenge Mania and actually talked about how he was totally down to do the challenge these days. So if he's down to do it, I have to think that he has reasonable expectations to think that he would do at least decently, even if he was getting eliminated pretty early in some of his challenges in his career. But mostly for me, this is I really liked Ace when he was on the challenge. He was like a very fun personality. He was kind of a big partier, but someone that I really enjoyed, and I'm excited to have him back, so I'm taking him.
Ace has lost an elimination to Derek, and he ran a final with Alton, so who knows if that will play anything into this. Ace is 41. He was on Real World Paris, so, you know, it's been a while. But yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of notes about Ace either. Haley, anything for you?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
Done.
I mean, I Skylar, should I be excited for Ace?
I mean, he's at 41. Who knows? But for my memory of Ace, again, I haven't watched it in years and years and years. But Ace was always the guy that, like, you wanted to do better than he was doing. And he was like, everyone like loved Ace and was like really sad to see him go home. I think Derek told a story about how like the entire cast was like trying to hide Ace in the house so that the production couldn't kick him out and stuff like that. So he is like super, super likable. And that is part of why I picked him too, where I don't think anyone is going to want Ace to go home early. And he seems like he's in decent enough shape where I think that he is a fun character. And even if, like, he is not, you know, behaving like he was in his early 20s, I think that he's going to be funny and hopefully delivering some confessionals and stuff like that. So I'm excited to have him back on TV.
All right. Sounds good. Haley, you're up next with your third pick here.
Give me Cyrus.
Ooh.
Okay. Why Cyrus?
I don't know. I don't know much about him. I feel like his name sounds familiar. And I just... better to go with the devil you don't know than the devil you do, right? That's what they always say.
Okay. Mel, any Cyrus thoughts?
Well, yeah, I'm bummed because I had Cyrus next.
Ooh.
And here's the thing. I don't necessarily think that Cyrus is going to be like the greatest competitor, but when I saw the names on this cast, I was so excited to see Cyrus from like childhood. He was always fun. He had this weird scandal when they were on Real World Boston where he dated one of the kids at the youth center. They worked at mom's.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like his big like drama. He was always a fun time. He was on one of the challenges I watched, one of the earlier seasons. Can't remember which one, top of mind, but I've always just enjoyed Cyrus. So I felt like I was having a battle of heart and head sometimes when I was ranking these. And Cyrus was one of them for me.
Okay. As far as his stats go, we have Cyrus has been on 5 seasons, has gotten a win in his first one, which, do we count wins from like seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
That's the problem.
I mean, sure. But there's his challenge win that's on his record, on his pages and whatnot. The last time we saw him was season 18, so it has been a while. I'll say personally, I did kind of have Cyrus lower on my board. I feel like I don't have fond memories of him being particularly a strong challenger or very good while he was around. And he's only gotten older now that he's 49, so I wasn't going for him super soon. But he's definitely a recognizable name. He has he's pretty high up there on the Instagram side of my chart here. With 14 people that he's regularly in communication with, liking posts or something on Instagram. So people are seeing his name in their notifications one way or another, Scally.
Yeah, I mean, this is another one of the 49-year-old guys, so I'm a little worried for Cyrus there. But he is so incredibly likable, and so I'm excited to see him back on TV. And that's also why I don't think that Cyrus is getting targeted early. I think that he probably has a pass for at least a couple of eliminations, if not, you know, late mid-season, where I think that Cyrus can probably convert that pretty well. I don't know that I necessarily see him winning. I think the thing that he had going for him in, you know, at least multiple eliminations was his size, and it looks like he may have slimmed down a little bit. So I don't know that he has that necessarily going on still, but I think that he's a perfectly reasonable pick, especially if you're excited to have him back.
Okay. Mel, you are up next with 2 picks back to back here.
All right, here we go. I'm getting really torn as I keep looking at my spreadsheet and wondering, should I follow what I did before? But I'm going to stay the course. I did the work. So my next pick is Letarian, who I barely remember from even like Road Rules, but from looking on his Instagram, he's keeping in shape, he's exercising, he looks really athletic, so I think challenge wise he could do really well. I do recall a little bit, and especially doing my research, that he occasionally got into fights, but it's also been so long that I can't take like the way you reacted in your 20s versus you being like 41. So, you know, he seems like a grown adult now, that he's got his life together, so I'm going Letarian.
Letarian, from what I saw, yeah, I definitely saw that he was active. I was a little concerned because it looked like he might have had some sort of like prior knee injury that he was like getting over.
I had the same thought. Yeah, I did notice that.
I figured you had seen that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's fine if he's, you know, going on the show, but that was just something I flagged up as being concerned about. He recently was on the Brain Candy podcast with Susie Meister. They check in with challengers from time to time, so he did that. So does seem like somebody who has been, you know, interested in dipping his toes back into the water here of the challenge world. Haley or Scally, any memories of Letarian?
No.
Nope, I don't know who this is.
Me either.
So.
I have him high on my board in the same way that that Mel just did. And I understand your hesitation, Mel, of being like, maybe.
I'm going to roll the dice here.
What I've seen on social media looks good to the point where he was in my next couple of picks. But I mean, I didn't see the knee injury thing, so I guess maybe I lucked out. But he definitely, you know, he seems cool.
Yeah, Letarian's been on 3 seasons, season 4, season 6, and season 7. So it's been a while since we've seen anything from him. Last time was, yeah, season 7. Has not made it to has not won, but has made it to one final, if you count that as a final. I don't think that counts as a final. It was season 4. So, Mel, who is your next pick?
Okay, I'm going to stick to my list. And I feel like this could bite me considering all the conversations we've had and who gets along. I'm going Trishel.
Ooh.
Wester legend.
Yeah. Oh, no. So the thing that, if anything, for Trishel, she's either going out really early or she's going to last because she is very good in the challenges themselves and she always wants to play to win. But I think that.
Except
when she quits. But besides that, you know, she tries. And I think that she's not coming back just for nothing. I think that she does. Probably compared to some of these other ones, really want to win more. So, or at least that's what I'm hoping. And I'm really just going to put my backing there. And if not, you know, some drama would be acceptable as well.
Just, can we talk about how insane it is that since we last saw Trishel on the show, she has played a reality game with Ally Lasher?
Like, it's phenomenal.
Very wild.
We've heard, I've heard Ally, I don't know if she said it on the podcast or just to us, talking about how, like, she loves the fact that she did the experience specifically, or if not only for the fact that she got to have, like, face-to-face time with Trishel. So, yeah, definitely cool that she was around for that sequester experience as we were putting that crazy cast together. I still, it's wild to me that that happened and included people like her and Derek, so maybe there's a connection there. But Trishel has been around the scene for a long time. She has been on relatively recently, season 24, so it hasn't been forever, but that is the season that she quit, Scally.
Yeah. I have semi-mixed feelings on Trishel, where I loved her back in the day. I started to have bad feelings around the Trishel and Anissa fight. Really did not like what I saw out of Trishel there, but I do like generally what I see from her on social media. So not that I'm doing a deep dive into Trishel or keeping up that much. I think that she is a very solid pick here. I think that she's super athletic and can do well. I also, Mel, would you agree, besides, like, you know, two people who aren't here who Coral, I don't know how she's not here, how they didn't make that happen.
Ugh.
And The Miz, I feel like Trishel, back in the day, was one of the biggest, if not the third biggest name of, like, who was on the challenge around this.
I would say that I think for a long time she was absolutely the biggest until The Miz became, like, became a wrestler. But until that, if you ask, like, synonymous love, like, who is the Real World, Trishel was the name I think that everybody would bring up, besides maybe, like, a really old school, like a Tammy or something.
For sure.
And Pedro. I think Pedro's number one.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Trishel. Pedro's story definitely, made it to parts of culture outside of the Real World. But if we're going in terms of, like, names from the Real World specifically, Trishel is so huge, and that's why it's wild that we still have her back. Yeah. She is here. She's been on many other reality shows and many other programs, including Sequester with Ally Lasher. And so I am amazed that it's happening and very, very curious to see how it plays out.
Yes. Haley, anything from you for Trishel?
I'm not excited to see Trishel back. I don't have that, like, nostalgia for her. Although it does seem like other people in the community like her. Her name has been one I've been hearing for years and years, even before I started watching the challenge. I would just say the two seasons I saw her on, Battle of the Seasons and Rivals 2, were not great for her. Mm-hmm. And how she came off. So, like, based on those, not a big fan, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do agree with that based on those two seasons. That is where I started to sour and where I was okay with her walking away from the show and why I do have mixed feelings. But I am curious to see what she brings, you know, in 2021 to the challenge OGs.
Yeah, I'm excited for Trishelle to be back. I don't know when I would have picked her in a draft because she's just so unpredictable. I could see it going well. I could see it being a mess. I mean, again, I talked about how she and Jemmy are friends, so maybe there's some kind of connections that the two of them can build outward from, you know, the other circle, like around their circle of things. But I'm excited either way. Haley, you're up next with your fourth pick.
Okay. I'm going to go with somebody it sounded like you guys had been excited for when it came to casting. Give me Katie.
Scally's heart just broke.
Yeah.
Is that your next pick, Scally?
No, it was not my next pick, but I'm just so sad not to have Katie. Just for every season that the challenge happens and Katie Doyle, Cooley now, is not on my TV screen, I'm upset. Again, maybe I would feel differently if I went back and watched, but I loved Katie every time she was on screen, and she is an absolutely wild character, one of the bigger names that's here, and I am so happy that we have her back.
When you guys were talking about who was being cast and you're talking about Katie, I was picturing Jen, because I think Jen looks so much like Katie Nolan that I just assume her name's Katie.
I wish.
I thought Jen would be in the mix too. Also,
I'm
Jen,
really disappointed. Jen's
she
not
just
here.
Had a baby, so she does have a very valid excuse.
Okay, and
I think that she wants, as far as I had heard most recently, I don't think she wants anything to do with the challenge. So I don't think we'll be seeing
and?
Jen.
No,
I don't think we'll be seeing Jen as much as I would have liked to have seen her. But Jen would have been great, but I am absolutely thrilled. Katie is going to, I don't know. I wonder if she is going to be able to hold back, because back in the day, Katie would fight, Katie would cry, Katie would drink, she would argue, yell, scream, like all of the above you were getting out of Katie, and every part of it was amazing.
I don't think I ever can recall a moment, if they weren't competing, that Katie didn't have a cigarette or a beer in her hands.
I love that for her.
And she's close with Derek. So it's not like she's coming in connected. Yeah, they definitely are, just based on how their rapport on the podcast or outside of that. I remember them even being close back on the season. And she was previously partners with Big Easy. And I think that she definitely is. My worry is, again, her size and a little bit of her athleticism, but I think that she is well connected. So I hope that Katie can, I would love to see her pull this one out.
I'm just so glad she's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Katie's somebody that I, when she was towards the end of her run, I was worried about her. Like it's not in a strange way. Like, she just did not seem like she was having fun anymore. Like, in the same way that I'm like worried or was worried about Kara, of like, just literally from like a mental health perspective of like, she just, every time she went on there, did not seem to be in a great place. And things would go wrong, and then she would end up going home for whatever reason, like towards the end. And it just, there was always something that was like not breaking her way, or people were like being awful to her or something, is just my memories of Katie. So I'm glad that she's giving it another shot here. Obviously, many years later, the last time Katie has been on was Cutthroat, so season 20. She has been on 9 seasons before, so, you know, a much for sure a veteran of this game. She has had a win before, but it's been a while, and I don't know. I don't know what to exactly expect from her. I think that she's got a whole new life going. She's married, I think. She's got 2 kids. She's like an interior designer now, from my Instagram deep dive. Doesn't seem like she's like the most active in communicating with other people as far as Instagram goes, but I mean, old people and Instagram doesn't mix all the time anyway. So like, I'm sure, you know, these people might talk to each other outside of that. So I feel like this could be a lot of fun to have her, even if, you know, who knows how successful she will be. I'm just, like Sally said, just very excited to have her back on the show. It's great.
She was one of the people that I was talking about when I said that I think some people are probably here for a good time and not necessarily to win. I think Katie is here to see her friends, have fun on TV one more time, because she's talked about like, oh, I could never see myself going back on that show. I'm in a different place in my life, stuff like that. I don't think that she is going to be the same character by any means, but like, I'm just excited to see the progression. She was a must have on this list. Like, if you gave me the entire, like every person that's ever been on the challenge and told me to cash 20, like Katie's probably there for me. So I'm so happy she's here.
All right. Well, we're all happy for you and for us, as we are going to get the gift of Katie Cooley, right? That's the married
name. That's her name now, yeah.
So Katie Cooley on the OG season here. And who else are you excited for, Scally? Who is going to be your fourth pick?
All right, so someone I don't know a lot about, but like I said, something I value a lot is, you know, outside of Alton, really wanting to be here and wanting to win. I am going to take Kendall off the board.
Okay, I was about to, if you picked a guy, I was about to ask you why you hate women with the team you have so far, but you saved yourself from that one. Kendall, why Kendall?
Okay, so Kendall is someone that has been campaigning to get back on the regular show, the main series, and she almost had it at one point, we thought. Her name was floating around for being on one of the later seasons, and considering she had only done one season ever, that was pretty surprising. And so the fact that she wants it that bad in order to come back now, again, I think she seems like she is in decent enough shape, actively wants to be here and wants to win. So I think that she's going to be set up well enough to, you know, make that work for her.
Okay. Kendall, very high up on the board of Instagram of it all. She is very active, trying to communicate with other people on the challenge. She'll put a comment, she'll put a heart, she'll put a like, she'll put anything on so many pages here. 14 of these potential players that are coming back have some form of Instagram communication with Kendall. And, you know, the rest of them is probably because maybe they blocked her by now because she talks to them so much. Not really. But she's been on a couple podcasts. She's done some Challenge Mania with Scott and Derek. You know, crazy. Only one season. And she's still a name that I've seen so much hype around for the fact that she is coming back here. So I think that people are definitely going to have their eyes on her in one way or another. As mentioned earlier, she was on Darrell's original season, so there's that, which she did win the one and only season she was on. I don't know, she's got three kids at home. What else? Anybody else, Haley or Mel, have Kendall thoughts?
No, but I'm excited for the prospect of having so many women on this series with kids, in hopes that we can kind of see that happen on the regular challenge as well. Like, I feel like we see a lot of dads, but the only moms we've ever really seen are Teresa this season and Robin like 10 years ago.
Davon,
of course. Yeah. But still, three out of 5 billion people, and how many dads have we seen? So I hope this kind of opens those floodgates, and I'm excited to see where they go.
Same.
I don't remember Kendall that well. I did see her picture and I was like, oh, I remember that face. But I think it would be interesting to see, too, because it's come up now a few times, is this the gateway to also gauge, see if these people could handle being put into the main game? I mean, if Anissa and Darrell are already a part of this fold, you know, who's to say that somebody who's 41, 42 already isn't ready for the main game? And this is just sort of a good testing ground to get us into knowing who they are.
Right. Yeah, I was so surprised if we saw Kendall again on a regular season. That would be quite a twist and turn in modern challenge casting of going from like adding Brits and Big Brothers and to Kendall. So I don't know. But yeah, I think there's a lot of people excited for her return here. She is she's 40, so not not the oldest person on the cast.
And We said, she's been on one season, and you highlighted how, like, involved in social media she is. She's so involved. There are, like, Kendall Shepherd Stan accounts, which are generally younger users.
Yeah, because she DMs fans, I think, is the thing. I think, like, fans reach out to her, and she's probably, like, one of those people, like, in group chats with fans, like, talks, responds to every DM.
I agree. And so, but that's what I'm saying is that, like, that's how bad she wants to be here, where she is going to, and maybe she'll overplay it. Like, that's definitely a possibility. But I would rather someone who, like, really, really, really wants this than someone who, like, if they end up in an elimination, may just, like, all right, like, good luck. I'll see you. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yep. Fair enough. I think that's all we got here on Kendall. Going into my fourth pick, and I will also be making my fifth pick as I almost close out my draft team. We'll get to that last round in a bit. I think I need to add another guy to my team here. The people that are available on that side of things are, yes, Tech and Big Easy. No, Big Easy, not right now, unless you default later. I don't know much about Tech, so I think I'm going with Yes to be my fourth person here. As far as what I saw from him on Instagram, looked like some fitness content, you know, those things that people do when they work out. I can't tell you much about them, but like when they have like the two ropes that like they slam up and down on the ground, he was doing one of those things in his video. So I guess he is still keeping fit at the age of 42. Not bad. He has been on three seasons. He won one of them, but that was season three of this show. So take that as you will. I know nothing about this guy at all. I don't remember anything because I've only watched the seasons he's been on like once. Does anybody have any information for me as to who I just picked?
I watched Semester at Sea, which is his original season. Love that season. Yes was a very chill, low-key guy. Semester at Sea had this anomaly compared to other Road Rule seasons because they were on a cruise ship, they were in college, they met a lot of other people. They weren't, you know, confined to the Winnebago. So I remember Yes being just like a very popular guy and often not with the group, but they all liked him. Very chill and definitely a dreamboat. And I do highly recommend if anybody can go back and watch Semester at Sea. It was a very dramatic season. It had Veronica and Ayana, who I would have loved if we could have gotten Ayana on the season. Even Veronica, who is, you know, very OG, but Ayana is a legend of the challenge in her own right in back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know anything about Yes, but he was the next on my board. Just like you said, the Instagram content seemed to point towards him doing at least decently on the show. Any research I had done pointed towards the same, so I definitely would have taken him if you had not.
Haley, would you draft a man named Yes?
Sure.
I'm supposed to say no.
I know what you wanted me to say, and I just couldn't do it.
Fine, be that way. All right, yeah, I have nothing else on Yes here, so I'll speed us up here and pick my next pick, which I don't know who I want, so... I will pick somebody. I'm between two people, and I might as well talk it out because what does it make a difference to me? The other one's not going to get back to me. I'm between Arissa and John A. So John A is an interesting one to me. I think I like her, and she's 32. She's, you know, a recent cast member, but I worry about her lack of connections. Arissa has done one season of the challenge, and that's also concerning, but I feel like I saw some social media of like her maybe like having some connections to people. She seems like fun. Her bio from like her original season, which was somehow still available online, was that she's the blunt, tell it like it is kind of person. So is that a person I want on my team? She also recently started a podcast, if I'm remembering the correct. Yeah. She started a podcast, so maybe she's like, you know, going to be good in confessionals. Maybe that'll keep her around for a bit. I know everybody cares a lot about all this filibustering I'm doing. I will just pick Arissa.
All right.
Any reaction?
I liked her on Vegas, yeah. But I do not remember her. Or I vaguely remember like her face on a challenge, but it's so long ago. That's just what's crazy about these, that these were like the original challengers. I mean, these people competed in like 2000, 2001, like a very long time ago.
Yeah, maybe the one thing that I pick up on for these people like the Kendalls and Arissas, who have been on literally one season and not since, like, Arissa was on season 9, Kendall was on season 8, that they must have been on, you know, these Zoom calls with the producers who were just like contacting them to see if they were available. And then they must have brought like some good energy to be like, oh, I'm ready. Like, I want to go out there. I want to do it. Like, they must have shown them something to be like, yes, we'll book you, unless literally nobody else was available. But I have no idea. Scally, any thoughts on Arissa?
Like Mal said, I liked her on Vegas. It's one of my favorite, most memorable real world seasons. I don't believe I watched her one challenge season, so I don't have much insight there. I do believe she is on the more petite side, if my memory serves me correctly. So I don't know how she'll be in the challenge, but I probably would have gone with the same decision, being that she has the connections in her Vegas cast members, and also, you know, the early mid seasons of the Real World cast members being around her. They probably have all met. So I think it's a good pick.
Okay. Well, I really don't have much else here. Haley, do you know Arissa?
No.
Okay. So we can move on from this one. And Scally, your fifth pick.
Yeah, I'm very torn here. I think I'm going to go where you didn't and go with John A.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel thrilled about this pick. To be honest, if I had to cut someone that I knew from the cast, she would be high up on the list. I enjoy her, but I don't need to have her back here. But that doesn't mean I don't think she'll do at least decently.
Okay. Haley, you know John A.
I do. And I kind of feel the same way about as Brian, where it's like, I'm not offended by her existence, but she's not somebody I'm clamoring to have back anytime soon. But, you know, we'll see. Like, I don't feel that great about her chances, because I don't think she's as old school as some of these people. Probably hasn't been on the same season as many of them.
Mm-hmm. How about we give her points because she was smart enough to get away from Zach?
Where I will give her many kudos for that.
Yes, has gone on now a new mom. I believe she had her child like 6-7 months ago, so relatively new mom here. Lots of moms on this cast, so as to speaking to Haley's point, really great to see that, and hopefully some of them actually do maybe end up on like a real challenge, like if Anissa can be there, and you know, these OGs are allowed on the show still in one way or another. Would love to see it. But John A, I mean, I am excited to see her just because it's from that like middle portion where I feel like I like those seasons a lot more. Like, they kind of stuck with me more than like the older ones. So I don't know, just in terms of that kind of thing, like, I would have loved to see Jasmine too. Jasmine was definitely in the mix, but apparently she had to back out like last minute is what I read. So yeah, tragedy on that end of things.
Would have rather seen Jasmine.
I've fallen in love with Jasmine in my watch now. And I was going to say, all my memories of John A. so far are associated pretty much with how awesome Jasmine is. So, but I did watch Endurance. So if anything, I would pick John A for the sake of that. I was an Endurance fan.
I also loved Endurance. And it's not that I dislike John A by any means. It's just, I don't have the same nostalgia or reverence for her that I do some of these other cast members. So my head and my heart were really battling on the pick there. But I think that she is, you know, pretty athletic, and while she's smaller, she did do decently well in most of the challenges she was on, so I feel decent about her here.
Yeah, 5 seasons John A has in her past, 0 finals, 0 wins, but you know, she's on the younger side of this cast, and if that means anything at all, we'll see how she's able to do. I definitely don't think it's a bad pick at this stage of the game, so there's that. Haley, who is going to be your fifth pick, almost last here?
Oh gosh, not a whole lot of options left here. I'm gonna go with Tech.
All right, that's probably what I would have done. Do you know Tech, or are we just
no? I just same pages, I know yeah. Big Easy.
Yes, the options remaining on the board, for anybody not following along at home, we had Tech, we have Big Easy, we have Gisella, and we have Beth. So Tech coming off the board here. He seems cool. He uses the hashtag on Instagram, Haley, hashtag Tech Money.
That's his name. His name is Tech Money. Uh-huh. I have a name? So, okay, I was a Tech is Real World Hawaii. Real throwback of one. I think it was the first time that they did 8 house guests instead of 7 strangers. So Tech was the party guy, the fun guy. And do you guys know that he was in Van Wilder?
No, I had no idea.
So Tech is the like best friend character in Van Wilder with Ryan Reynolds. So Tech really seems like poised to go to this next level, maybe of like the acting superstardom that you hope the show gets you. But then, you know, we haven't heard from him since.
Yeah.
But he probably gets crazy residuals from that movie. So good on him.
All right. Yeah. Anything else that we should know about Tech? I feel like that was like the one name that stood out to you, Mel.
So my thoughts on Tech is, I wouldn't, just this is based again on 25 years ago, that he didn't ever like seem to me like the most competitive guy. He was a very tall, thin guy. He's funny. He's definitely like a character. He's going to give good confessionals. He's going to be hilarious. I just don't know how he could perform in a challenge because I never viewed him that way. And I probably should have looked at his social media to see if maybe he's, you know, toughened up over the years.
Okay. I don't know that I saw anything on his Instagram that was like, he's ready to go out there, but, I did see him comment on Ruthie's Instagram post saying, "Happy holidays. Call me, please. Numbers in your inbox."
So I wonder what that could have been.
No idea. So I guess Tech and Ruthie, well, they were both on Hawaii together, their original Real World season. So could be something there, but otherwise I don't really have, anything else. Anybody else have more? I don't know. Colin, I'm sure, is naming puns in his head as he listens along, but we'll hold off on those for the future. Mel, next pick.
Wow. All right. So we're really scraping here. And I'm very torn what to do because you can't have an OG season without Beth. And I think Beth is very competitive. That said, Beth, I just cannot imagine she's going to win anything.
Cut you off for a second, because the way that we are going to do this last round is that you are pretty much getting back to back picks here. You're going to pick one person to close out this round, and then you'll pick one of the final two people on the board. Ooh. Haley will then pick also from those two. If you both pick the same person, then Scally and I will both have the other person, if that's all making sense. So of these three people, you're going to pick two still.
Okay. So I'm going to pick Big Easy. I think that he has, based on his Instagram, lost a lot of weight compared to his first time. And even his last time he was on, you know, he was getting more into shape. He basically just quit because he hated Camilla, and who can blame him?
Honestly, iconic.
Yeah, like
iconic.
If anything, that maybe should have been why he should have been a top five pick for all of us. But
that's a great point.
I think he has a lot that he wants to prove.
Yeah.
And so I can back that. So we could talk about Big Easy before I continue on.
Okay. Big Easy. Haley was doing everything possible to avoid this pick.
Sorry, I just feel like it was never about the weight for me. It was very much like he was kind of fumbly and like he didn't really have great social connections. Although I love Devin and Devin saw something in him, so maybe, but I just don't see it for him. I'm sorry.
I can't blame you. Big Easy started on Fresh Meat. He was not a Real Worlder, Road Ruleser. Sure. He started back then. He's been on 6 seasons. It did not win at all. He did make it to one final, but Scally, there is an infamous story from that final.
Oh, my God.
I should turn to you to tell us.
What a weird decision that was made here, where Big Easy's team dominates the season and they start getting towards the final and it becomes, how do we get Big Easy off the show? Because we do not want to run the final with him. But also, Big Easy is a good elimination competitor, so none of us want to go against him. And eventually they get stuck with Big Easy in the final. Big Easy predictably, unfortunately, collapses, gets hospitalized, and they are not allowed to finish the final. leaving the rookie team, I believe it was, to win despite just flopping the entire season and really not deserving that final win at all.
Yeah, Nehemiah included on that team. Got his win there. Yes. So that's the story of Big Easy. And then, you know, over the couple, you know, seasons after that, he was, you know, desperately trying to redeem himself. But his name had been tarnished at that point for the most part. Like, people looking at him like he is a liability to have as a partner, as a teammate. Nobody wanted him to be like associated with them as far as, like, you know, their success in the game is tied to. So rough for him on that end of things. I had not in my watching experience ever really like been a fan of him. I don't know that many people really did. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but you definitely do feel for him at certain points, especially as like a lot of bullying comes up, specifically from like Laurel in some later seasons. People that were specifically like making or coming at him for weight related issues, like, that's ugly. We don't need to totally go back into it, but it is out there if anybody is like curious. Lost a lot of weight over the years, has tried to show himself to be a proven competitor, but in his last shot, as Mel mentioned, did not go well, as he was tied to Camilla in elimination, and just getting away from Camilla as fast as possible was the big win there for him. So
quitting the season to drag her down with him, like, made good on the threat that Ashley made for on her season. So it definitely was an iconic move by Big Easy, but like I said, in not wanting to run the final with him, everyone was scared to go against him in an elimination, so I could see Big Easy picking up some points in elimination wins here.
We'll see. He's definitely not somebody I would want to face in an elimination, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't imagine people are going to want to keep him around for the same exact reasons. I feel like a lot of these older styles of thoughts or gameplay or whatever are going to stick forward, and people aren't going to we don't know what the format is, too.
Well, that's the thing. If we don't know the format, if this is everyone's running solo, then why not keep Big Easy? Like,
that's fair.
He's super likable. He has good connections. He and Katie were like so close on the season that they were on together. He has a good relationship with Derek, to my knowledge, and probably a few other people here. He is someone that, again, if I had to eliminate people that I knew, I don't really need to have Big Easy back, but I don't think that he is in a terrible position. Probably has potential to be the steal of the draft, if anyone, that I'm looking at the board now.
And he's super personable. He was always the life of the party, which is why people loved Big Easy and why he kept coming back, I think. And if it weren't for, you know, how tarnished that finale was, where everyone treated him like absolute garbage too, for, you know, a poor man dying on the side of the road. I think I enjoy Evelyn as a competitor, but I don't think I can ever forgive her for the way that she treated Easy at that finale.
Big Easy's Instagram currently has his bio saying host, MC, and hype man.
I believe like most of these people, I'm sure, and some of them still do, when it was a thing, were hosting, like, they were brought in as like celebrities on the spring break tours, and I believe Big Easy moved right into like hosting and planning them. So my knowledge, that's what he was doing before quarantine, and makes sense why he would have some free time to be filming the season.
Okay, good on him. There's that. Also some fitness content from him over there, so he's staying active. I agree, this could be a steal. So we'll see how things go for Big Easy. But we have two players left on the board. We're going to talk about them both. Why don't we do the picks first, and then we'll swing back around to talking about them. So first, Mel, we have Gisella and Beth on the board. Which of these two women are going to be on your team?
Despite what I was saying, I'm going to go with Beth. And that is shocking, but you know what? Let's do it.
Okay. We'll comment on Beth in 1 second, but Haley, you now have the choice of the same choice. If you pick Beth, then Scally and I will both have Gisella. Otherwise, Scally will have a choice.
No, I'm going to take a Gisella here.
Okay. Coming down to the wire, Scally, who are you giving me? Who are you taking for yourself? Oh,
thank God. Give me Beth. I missed out on Katie. I wanted Beth. That is the thing. It's nothing against Gisella, and I think that she is probably the better pick here, but we'll talk about Beth, but she is the one that stands out for me in most of reality TV, where, like, at the time, I hated Beth. But now I feel like if Beth was on TV, I would be standing, like, so excited that she is this giant villain on TV. And so I'm very excited that she's back on our TV.
All right. So if we're already on her, let's do that. Mel, tell me why Beth is on your and now Scally's team.
Okay. So I did my bits of research. I obviously know who Beth is. Beth is a legend. Beth has been around since the beginning of it all, pretty much. I specifically didn't pick Isella because she has a horrendous fear of heights, and that is why she got eliminated from her season of Road Rules, was that she failed the mission, and it was the first season where they started to vote people out, and she was voted out because she wouldn't go down a mountain. And the reason is I just looked up random clips today to try to remember her, and that was the one I found. So I'm going a little strategic on the height fear.
Okay. Say her name again? Isella?
I think it's Isella.
Isella, okay. Don't want to be saying that wrong, so thank you for that. But yeah, no, Beth is a legend of the show, for sure. Coming back here at 51 years old, who could blame the challenge for casting her if she was 71 years old? It is Beth. Beth is back, and Beth has been excited to be back. She has been using the hashtag #WeWantOGs on her Instagram posts for a couple of months now. Every post that she puts up says #WeWantOGs. There were a lot of highlights that I found from Beth on social media. A post of Morgan Willett on her main feed. A post of Morgan Willett saying, "People are asking me if I think I look like this chick. Who is she? Dating bananas? Guess I have to get back into MTV at Challenge MTV." There's that. She's got some yoga content up. She's got two kids. Looks like she's either got a husband or a significant other. She put up a birthday post for Trishelle on her birthday last year, November 2020. There was a post up for Trishelle's birthday. She also seems to have hung out with Cyrus last year. I couldn't tell if it was a throwback picture, but it looked like they were together. So Beth is making the rounds here. Beth is on the map for a lot of other people, liking posts, all this kind of stuff. She's in the game for however long she's in it for.
Yeah, we shall see. Beth is certainly an entertaining character. She could decide she doesn't want to be there at any time, for all I know. But this was one where Beth also one of, like, when I think back on, like, watching the show, Beth stands out as, like, one of the characters of the time. So I'm super excited they got her. She may be screaming at people. I just feel like she loved being the villain so much back then that even though she may not act exactly the same, I think she's going to want to be the villain again. Mm-hmm. And I'm completely here for it. I think it's just what we need on this cast. Despite being 51, I know that I had seen stuff that she was like running and training and getting into shape. So if she was not already in shape before. So I feel at least decent about her on the show, despite the fact that she's probably going to find herself some enemies here.
Yeah, hard to not see that being the case. Can anybody think, I mean, putting you all on the spot here, of like any comparisons we can make of like Beth to like a Survivor person or to a Big Brother person? Haley, for a second I was trying to see, is Beth like a Claire of this world?
Oh, like she just is so desperate to keep coming back.
Like something like that. Yeah. Is there anything with that? I don't know.
I don't know that like the Beths of Survivor and Big Brother get cast again, and so that's why I'm really trying to think back. Like, that's not a name that jumps out immediately.
I would say Jerry. I think she's kind of like a Jerry adjacent kind of thing. I think Beth was part of the template.
That's interesting. I don't know, it's hard to say, but she is, like I said, she revels in being the villain, and she would find ways to get herself screen time if it's lying, like, you know, making her showmance with Nehemiah, if you want to say it. It's like her cuddling with Nehemiah, she invented this whole storyline so that she would get more screen time, and she's screaming at Montana on the field that they have some big argument. Like, Beth is always going to be involved, and so that's why I'm excited she's here.
Same here. Should be some good TV for either one episode or the whole season. Who knows? You know, Beth has not won in her 7 shots at this, has quit the game 2 times, if not, you know, more, of just relatively giving up at one point or another. She has beat Ruthie in an elimination before, so she's got that going for her. But otherwise, we will see what's to come with Beth, but you're probably going to be entertained. So Beth is on Scally and Mel's team, but Isella is on mine and Haley's team. Does anybody know anything about Isella? Crickets are her.
Not outside of what Mel said.
I look at her Instagram. She loves to dress in like throwback style, like Dapper Day at Disney. So, but she only had like 7 posts up on Instagram. It
wasn't not find her Instagram when I tried looking very quickly. But
the Challenge Wiki is a very beneficial way to merge people's Instagrams and Twitters. Heads up in the future if you're looking to find someone.
I feel like I've heard that her and Anissa are friends or friendly, which makes sense because Anissa had been liking her posts. And I think the other way around as well. Her her bio on Instagram, which I believe I found, was, unless I found the wrong person, respected event and nightlife critic. So that's what she's been up to since the show. Looks like she has 2 kids, unless those were somebody else's kids, but I think they were hers. I don't know. The only other note here is that she was on her original season with Katie. So there could be a connection, but who knows?
I think Katie was the replacement down the line.
Well, that's why you guys are here, to fill me in on things that I just take notes about blindly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ysela is going to join mine and Haley's team, and why not? So there's that. And I guess we can swing back around to briefly touch on some of these alternates. There are 5 people that are currently quarantining. In case anything happens, they will enter the game. Haley, I'll just go with any of these 4 we have that we haven't talked about yet. We talked about Kahuta. We have Casey Cooper. We have Heather Cook. More known as Cook, Ryan Kehoe, and Sophia, I don't know her last name, Pasqui? Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Sophia, do you have any comments on any of those 4?
I liked Cook on the challenge. I think the only one I remember for her for is when she came in to be Cara Maria's partner. Mm-hmm. And I liked her that season. No one on the season liked her except Kara. So I don't know if she doesn't get along with people or what. And I don't know what she's been up to the last however many years. But I wouldn't have minded to see her.
Challenge fans have been hoping for Cook for a while because she did put up such a pretty I would say impressive showing on her first season of just seeming like she had potential there. She came in as partners with somebody else, with Naomi, I believe was her name. Then Naomi had to go home for personal reasons.
Right.
Kara came in to be her partner. And I think a lot of the negative association with Kara kind of dragged her down, if I'm remembering that correctly.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Cook is the one person I did not know on the entire list. I had no idea who Cook was.
Well, you haven't gotten, I guess, to that in the rewatch yet, right? She's at season 24.
So someday very soon. Close.
Fans?
Yeah, I would have loved to see Cook, but it's not the end of the world.
Like you said, fans have been clamoring for her. How mad are fans going to be when she's not here? Like, finding out that she was an alternate after they have been, like, dying to have her back. But for me personally, kind of nothing Cook. It doesn't make a big difference to me whether she's here or not. Almost funny, I would say, in like a dark sense of humor, that she is not going to be here after people wanted her so bad, and I don't really care that much. But would have been a good addition, especially athletically, to the season.
Mm-hmm. I have no comments on Sophia. I do not know her whatsoever. If anybody else does, going once, going twice.
So she was on the quest with Ysela and Katie. Okay. I think she made it through the whole season. I don't remember like much about her. I just do remember that I liked Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that she's not here, but she's mm-hmm. been on one show as well. So she was another one of those. There's my notes. Yeah. One season, made it to the final, but it's been a while for her as well. Also,
I'm kind of surprised she's not, because I feel like most of the other alternates are more recent cast members, where she is definitely like an OG. You can't argue it. Mm-hmm. So I am surprised that they held her back.
Yeah. I wish I could give any more comments, because I just don't know anything else about her. Maybe it's because of this. No, I have nothing. I just don't know. What else? I was going to say, Cook also a new mom. So, there's that worth noting from Instagram. Casey, I nothing Casey. Casey Cooper.
I like Casey.
Great character, but not a comp beast in any manner.
She may have done okay here. Who knows? Like, she is still like, she's only 33. And for being known as like one of the worst competitors of all time, she has like unreal stats for that fact. So maybe Casey.
Yeah, because of Wes.
Yeah, okay, I get it. But it's because they packed very little for their season, which is why they did well. But I think Casey is a fun character to have, so I'm a little bit disappointed that we don't have her, and I know that she seemed pretty down to do the show, so if I probably could have put any of these alternates on the cast, it probably would have been Casey, but I will live with not having her here.
Mm-hmm. And the final person here, Ryan Kehoe. Do you remember Ryan, Haley?
No.
Okay. Well, Ryan is somebody that I would have been excited to see. And as we've also had some discussions with Allie Lasher, of course, that Allie, who else? She's been very upset that Ryan is not going to be a guarantee on this cast. So are we missing much here? I know, you know, it would have been nice to see him. But Scally, is it OK that he's not likely to make it on?
Do I feel strongly about Ryan personally? Not so much. I like him, but he's not like a standout necessarily for me here. I don't need to have him. But something that I know lots of people have talked about, we've talked about recently, is the lack of LGBTQ plus representation on this season and many seasons of The Challenge recently. So it is disappointing to see him not making it on the cast from that perspective, especially.
Yeah, at least on the men's side of things here, we have, as far as I know, I could be wrong, but as far as I know, I don't think there's any LGBT men on the show. But yeah, so it would have been nice to have Ryan on that end of things. But yeah, no, he's definitely not a must have. Mel, any thoughts on Ryan through your recent rewatch?
Not a must have, but I do know that when he was on Fresh Meat, I really enjoyed him. But he, you know, was stuck with, I think, Melinda as a partner who basically gave up. And when he finally did get to come back, he always had the drive and wanting to win. And he always seemed to get along with everybody. I think he would have been a fun addition. And I think he would have brought, you know, it would be nice to have some men in the LGBTQ plus community on the show. I feel like that's been lacking for, I mean, in recent memory, quite all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been the type of like they used to have it would be 1 to 2 cast members per season, which was not great, but it's better than they've been doing recently, unfortunately. So hopefully they get better there.
Yeah, I have no real comments on Ryan other than to say if you want a free Instagram follow, you can probably go get one from Ryan, who is currently in his quarantine or with everybody else that, you know, is in their hotel rooms waiting for somebody to get hurt so they can come into the game. I followed Ryan on Instagram along with a couple other people, and I got a follow back like a day later. So if anybody wants a free follow from Ryan, he's got nothing else to do right now. He's probably going to accept. And Ryan, if you're listening to this, hi, what's going on?
We love you.
Yes, never mind what we said.
Never mind anything that was said in the past 5 minutes. Anything else, Scally, that we missed here today?
The only thing I was gonna bring up, if there were any off the top of your head, we've discussed a few, but any snubs that were not on this list that you really expected to see, wanted to see, hope to see in a season two?
Oh, there's gotta be, right? Mel, you answered that question first.
Well, of course, Coral. One of my favorites of all time. Coral is a legend. When I watched like a couple Road Rules clips, it just ended up me being drawn into just all the best of Coral clips on YouTube, which really derailed my studying for this. I love Coral. I was a little relieved that when it came to some of the OGs that were on that list that we didn't get like a Wes and Bananas. As much as they are old school, it's nice to have some people who are not controlling of the game. I think that if that happened, we would have just seen the obvious happen.
But what about CT?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, how many of the current cast members would they have put on? Did CT want to do it? Or is he like, no, I'm getting the calls to go on the regular show. I don't need that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, CT does fit the mold. And I think there are others that would have been interesting. Maybe like Tyler was really impressive in these seasons I've watched now. I think Tyler could have been a good contender. I was surprised, actually, how many seasons. One of them was not on CBS All Access, so I missed one of his victories. But to know that he won, what, 3-4 challenges, like, that's phenomenal. And, you know, we don't talk about people like that. We kind of remembered some of the bigger names. So someone like Tyler, like I said, Jen would have been great if circumstances were different. And maybe Rachel. I've sent photos to, I believe, I think I might have sent it to Scally. Rachel looks like Denise Stapley. Take that for what it's. She's like 38 years old, I think, or 37. Just do yourself a look. I was surprised. It's like a doppelganger. I was so thrown off.
I've never thought of it, but maybe.
That's so funny.
Not the worst comparison. On my end of things, yeah, Veronica is definitely one I'm surprised about. She's been in the world, you know, in the past couple of years. Shane as well, surprised that he did not answer the call. I imagined he got the call, but I don't know. There was also some issues with you don't think he got the call?
No, based on his relationships with production, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, but like still it's Shane, and I feel like people bitch about production all the time and still get asked back, but I don't know. So Shane, Veronica were on my list of that kind of thing. Susie and Sarah would have loved to see them back, but
I'm such a like an unabashed Sarah lover. Like I know she's not always the most popular, but I love Sarah. I would have also maybe I'd like to see Evelyn too.
Yeah.
Yes. Next time. No Evelyn here, no Tina on this.
Yeah,
oh, Tina would have been incredible. I forgot about Tina. I keep talking about her all the time. Also, Evelyn is a lawyer like in another country. It's or something like that. She's doing incredible work when I read article about where are they now.
Yeah, she's great. And I know people want Evelyn back every single season, but and she was one of the people that Mark had like screenshots saying that she would be down, but I guess it didn't work out with the schedule. So someone that I almost did expect to see, but didn't happen.
Brad is not here. Brad was probably contacted.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
He's not here.
But what about Tori? That would have been fun.
That is what I would have preferred, because I wrote down Brad on my snubs, and next to it I wrote LOL, because I feel like he had to just like whiff to not be on this season, considering they were giving him the callback, and that has stopped.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Paula, but Paula seems to be moving on.
Full caps on my list of someone I wanted back.
Paula, for sure. Landon is a big one. Everybody's been dying for the Landon return, but has not come just yet. So add him to the list for future, please. Like that's why I want them to do this again. Like, I hope that there's another one, because there's so many people still.
I think
maybe like an Adam.
Adam King.
The one punched out.
Don't love him.
I don't need him, but for the story.
We don't love him. We'll go with. I'll answer for everyone. We don't love Adam King.
Oh, is there cancellation here? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a no. It's a hard no to refuse.
All right.
Okay, we hate Adam King. I'm down with it.
Yeah, cut that out of the podcast.
So
maybe in a couple seasons, if Teresa's back in the mix,
there we go.
After you know this this kid is born. I don't know how to say that. We should wrap this up. My brain is starting to slow down. Laurel, would Laurel be a good person for this?
Ugh, I'm over Laurel. I'm understanding now. I didn't know, like, I only saw Laurel on X on the Peak with Nicole, and I was like, oh, poor girl, Nicole's awful. And then I finally have started to see Laurel outside of her competition against Ninja, and I am so anti-Laurel now that I don't need to see her, and I know I have a lot more of her to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. Not a lot, but a decent amount.
A few more.
It feels like a lot.
Oh, speaking of a lot, I'm actually surprised that Beth only has done 7 seasons. Because if you asked me, I would have said Beth did 18 of them.
Me too.
It did feel like that.
I was fully in that same boat where I was like, oh, only 7. As we were talking about Beth, was realizing that it had only been that many. But
season 2, season 5, season 6, 10, 11, 13, and 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there have been a lot of we've gone over so many that I think there are definitely worse snubs. We can get like a season 2, even if people from this season 1 come back, get in some new names. There's so many like Kina and Jody and EB saw from that season of Road Rules were great. Like Timmy and Eric Neese, I thought we might be getting back, but like those haven't happened. So there are so many options that I really do think that this could have legs if it does well.
I've said if we get Timmy, we have to have Christian. You have to have them together.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So we'll see. Hopefully this ends up going well and everybody returns home in one piece, even though, again, the ages are a little up there. But we're going to hope for the best. We're going to hope for an entertaining season. I imagine this will probably honestly start right after this current season ends, because the turnover time for the show is super quick. It's only 3 weeks. I can easily see this premiering the week after the Challenge 36 ends. So we'll keep an eye on that and we'll let you guys know. But we'll close this out here for the day today. Let me run back the teams as I swing around to everybody to give some plugs and whatnot. So, Mel, I'll start with you on the fourth spot here. Your team being Anissa, Nehemiah, Latarian, Trishel, Big Easy, and Beth. How are you feeling about your team?
You know what? I feel balanced. Or okay. I'm going to tank because I have done very poorly in drafts in the last few years of any show. So we'll see.
Okay. And where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at MelGotServed on any of your main social media platforms.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I am honored as a longtime listener. I always end up texting or DMing my feedback on the show and what I think. So it is great to finally be able to say it aloud and not just type furiously.
I can promise you we are happier to have you here than you are to be here.
Yes, definitely. We'll make it happen again. We'll make a habit out of this. Haley, somebody we've already made a habit out of spending time with here in this world. Ruthie, Mark, Cyrus, Katie, Tech, and Yasella is your team.
I feel good about it, too. I mean, I don't know many of them, but I feel okay.
I like your team.
I
especially,
do too.
Ugh, I'm still upset. Haley always manages to just take one person right before I'm about to get them, and that was Katie here, where I just wanted them, and, you know, Haley has that talent for taking them from me.
Yeah, but then you go on to win every draft, so what do you care?
Yeah, so what am I doing?
Hey, but I want both.
No, you
can't
get both.
Have it.
Literally, no. Haley, where can everyone find you and everything you have going on?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out my podcast about The Bachelor over on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups Network. I'm being joined this week. Amy and I are being joined this week, actually, by Brian Scally. Just confirmed that this afternoon. Bum, 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 bum.
Ooh, we just both gave a big Scally. Ooh.
That's a first impression rose for you.
Nice. Okay.
So that should be fun, and I'm looking forward to that.
I am looking forward to it as well, just to get to listen. Thank you, Haley, for joining us, of course, and for kicking us off. I wouldn't want our drafts to start any other way. Scally, your team, Darrell, Alton, Ace, Kendall, John A., and Beth.
I feel great about it. Just even, especially in the first two picks, to get two of my top three, very happy, and love all the rest of my picks for the most part. So feel pretty good about that moving forward.
And my team, Derek, Kellyanne, Jemmy, Yes, Arissa, and Yasella is my final team member. Do I feel good about this? Not the best, but I feel good about like my first two picks. So we're just going to hope that everything all goes well. We're going to have some fun watching it, and we'll be back here to cover it whenever it gets going. But that's all that we have for now for today. Follow Scally on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. Follow me at Matt Liguori. Follow Dom and Colin if you want to, because, you know, that's the reason that we're here, right? We have this incredible place to put our podcast on this beautiful feed of theirs. So if you want to follow them, if you're not already, at Colin Stone, at DomHRV, and check out all of the great stuff that they are doing on in terms of like their new podcast format. It's been a lot of fun. So check all that out. But that's all we have for today. We will see you guys next time, or probably next week, with some more Challenge 36 coverage. Take care.